You're listening to a Ragnar Rock actual play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnar Rock. Like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnar Rock. Email us at info@ragnarrock.com. Leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373. Or comment on our website. Ragnar Rock is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
And that's the second time I got grabs.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to another Ragnar Rock.
I really didn't know they were transmissible that way.
Yeah, actual play.
You'd be surprised.
Today, we will be playing
Mage. I also didn't know you could do that with a coconut.
Yeah, well.
Awakening.
Cubic lice live on coconuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sail the seven seas on their ships made of coconuts.
Yeah.
Our story today is that of the Tiger House, the time-traveling bed and breakfast.
Can we just keep talking about pubic lice while head slowly?
I've decided I'm going to tear a page from Ryan's book, and instead of me giving the synopsis, I'm going to ask you guys what you remember from last game, because I like when Ryan does that.
Well, James told us about the first time he got crashed.
So I got this.
My favorite part was when we all watched The Lion King.
Yeah.
That was great.
I like Timon.
All right, so we woke up, found out Freddy was going to die. We were all pretty okay with that because none of us like him. He apologized to us, though, which
he did.
Nice. Then we watched The Lion King. I spoiled it for James.
Oh, yeah, shit,
that actually happens?
Yes.
Yeah. Tiger is a horrible person.
Yep. Well, because Meyer realized Meyer's character's going to die, or found out, like, he remembered dying.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, Hakuna Matata, you know, the past is in the past. I really want to watch The Lion King. And then the house decided that since it was Meyer's last day, he was going to put The Lion King in the DVD player.
That was nice of the
yeah,
house.
So we watched The Lion King, and then we're somewhere in...
And Alex actually ruined The Lion King for James's
life.
Yeah, he spoiled a lot of it for me.
Honestly, it was Mufasa dies.
Yeah.
I didn't know!
Which was technically in the trailer, but, you know.
Right. Also, Hamlet.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, if you're just going into the movie, it's not like in the credits it says, based on Hamlet by William Shakespeare.
Anyway.
So then we started walking around Peru, and we went to this compound where a past version of Meyer was being kept.
Right.
Because we had to go and save him so that present Meyer could die, and then past Meyer would join our group. And we spent a really long time trying to get in. And then Will had a fist
Will
fight.
Had a great fist
Will
fight
had a very ineffective fist fight with a sniper on the roof.
Before he just blew the guy away with an assault rifle.
And Alex and I made up a musical about it.
Oh, yeah. And then we went. And then we all went into the main house. And Meyer got captured and was taken to... Because, oh, no, we knew Meyer got captured. He was an extraction. But he was taken to the guest house.
Yeah, the carriage house.
And we are going to the main house.
Right.
Will teleported inside to a bedroom or something?
Yes, okay, so the compound that you guys are breaking into is the compound of a Peruvian cartel leader by the name of La Visunita.
I think I was on my own sneaking around and breaking
in.
Yes,
you were.
Yes.
Forgot what I was doing.
You also drew on Tecumseh's guy.
Yes.
Brandon.
So, you broke into the compound of La Visunita, who was basically in the employ of the adversaries and was holding Meyer hostage for,
experimentation?
I believe do you remember the reason that you gave?
Because I'm mad at the black stuff.
You have special stuff.
Yeah, special stuff. Special stuff in my body. Special magic.
Yeah. And,
Give him some of the special stuff.
So, you're being held by La Visunita, and Meyer...
Oh, yeah.
...pretended to be his past self.
Yeah.
And was immediately taken to the guest house...
Yeah.
...by, Dr. Victor Yule's assistant, Todd.
Oh, okay.
And injected with a tranquilizer, and you...
Some of the good stuff.
...blacked out.
That's... Some of the good stuff.
And then...
That was it. That is how it ended.
Yeah, and then... Yeah, Will teleported. He went up... Teleported up to the roof. Killed the guy. Killed the sniper. And then he had a paradox backlash that teleported him into a guest room in the main house.
So we're going there.
Yeah.
And Myers out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was doing.
You were just sneaking around.
Yeah.
I guess I was just magically following along.
No, he was sleeping.
So we'll open up.
Sneaking around at the speed of sound.
We shall open up with... Let's open up with Will.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Patrick Duffy.
Hi.
The wrong Patrick Duffy.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
You just finished.
We didn't do that.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ed. I'll be playing God.
I'm James. I'll be playing Jack Nelson. Master Thief. From the 90s.
I'm Will. I'm playing the fake Patrick Duffy.
I'm Ryan. I'm going to be playing Boy Thief Dan Colton.
I'm Alex. I'll be playing Man Bounty Hunter Tiger Hawthorne.
I'm Eric. I'll be playing ambiguous whether he's a boy or a man, except he's actually a man. He's not a boy. Brandon Baker. He's not a boy. He's a man. It's not very ambiguous after all.
And he worships Alex.
Yep.
Is your holy symbol a
circle
with runes?
That's a
different Tecumseh.
There's a lot of confusion all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm Mar playing Freddy, crazy guy who's gonna die,
with or without
spoilers.
Our help.
Spoilers.
All right. So
he's like Mufasa.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. How many chances do you get to ruin the Lion King to somebody?
Well, that was pretty sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
You are just terrible.
So yeah, last time you had a very frustrating fist fight on the roof with a sniper.
Yeah, I'm a little mad about
you
that.
You finally blew the guy away with your assault rifle.
Not
you
cheated.
You just sort of threw up your fist, grabbed your assault rifle, and shot the guy to death.
No. Yes. No, the guy pulled out a knife.
And so Will responded and gunned.
Yeah. Or a gun to a knife.
Okay, but you still shot him with the assault rifle.
Yeah.
He
deserved it.
And then you went to teleport down, and your goal was to teleport back to the group. But you find yourself in a actually very well-furnished room. There's a queen-sized bed. There's a roll-top desk.
Why's it got to be a queen for?
Well, you know.
Fuck.
Somebody likes big beds, but not too big.
There's a fireplace with a wingback chair in front of it. It's more of a guest suite.
Hmm.
It's a private bath.
Hmm. He takes
Can
a shower.
Can we say that Will teleports level to the bed, but like 1 foot next to it and just falls to the floor?
Sure.
What?
Yeah, so you thump.
Ugh.
And,
What are you, Thumper from Bambi?
Thump.
Yeah, you're in the room. The wallpaper's kind of gaudy.
And I just go, oh, fuck.
Maybe I should take a shower, take a nap. Maybe all this will all blow over.
I'm going to go to the door.
There's also a liquor cabinet.
A liquor cabinet? I'm going to see what they have. It's the liquor cabinet. Let's see what they got.
I know we got a mission, but...
If you're going to dangle a carrot in front of the man, he's going to find it.
Top shelf stuff.
Tequila.
Ooh, top shelf stuff.
Well,
you wouldn't know it's top shelf.
Make me an intelligence check.
Do they even have shelves back then?
You an intelligence check. My intelligence isn't too high. So,
was Spanish invented yet?
Can we isolate that cliff?
The answer is yes.
Oh, I got it. Nine.
Nine?
You got
it. Yeah, okay. You can tell by looking at it. Like, you don't necessarily know what the brands are. Or, like...
This smells like it wasn't distilled in a shoe.
But, like, you pop open a bottle and you give it a sniff. And
it's
high-quality stuff. Nice. Definitely better than the piss that you drink.
Oh, awesome. I'm gonna...
No, but he loves his piss.
I'm gonna steal it.
Okay.
He's gonna get shot and the bottle's gonna shatter. Oh, what a waste!
First, I'm gonna take a sip.
Okay.
And then someone throws a fireball.
Yeah, you take a sip.
And it's probably awesome.
Where are you gonna put it to steal it?
In his butt.
Oh, good point. Well, there's a bed there, isn't there?
Drink it all now!
I'm gonna sheet.
You're gonna use the pillowcase.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna put a pillowcase.
Make yourself a booze bindle?
Yeah. Okay, so you make yourself a booze bindle, and how much of it are you gonna take?
How big is the pillowcase?
How big is the pillowcase? Yeah.
It's a queen size pillowcase, so you could probably fit 4 bottles, 5 bottles, maybe.
I'll fill it.
Okay.
You can fit even more if you empty the bottles out into the pillowcase.
You'd also empty out your ship stuff and put the good stuff in your little.
Oh, I could do that too.
Well, yeah, don't mind me. Yeah, I think the lumpy linens.
I do that. I have the crap. I put some in the good. In your flask, and
where do you put the old stuff?
What?
There's a flask.
He puts it in his belly.
He pours it out.
Yeah. pours it in.
Well, no, I don't have to chug it.
Oh, Will. Make me a dex plus stealth roll to quietly place clinky glass bottles into a pillowcase.
You could also do dex plus larceny.
You could do that too.
I have larceny.
I'll let you use stealth. You use larceny.
Dex plus stealth. I'm better at.
So this is yours and yours alone.
Good luck. But do we at least get our willpower back?
No,
it's a different day, man. You said dex plus same day.
Yes.
Okay, so I get 6 of that.
I forget what's the success rate here.
It's 8, 9, 10.
I do this,
and 10 gets 10 again.
To make it less clinky. How many pillowcases are on the bed?
It's just to stuff some other pillowcases.
Let's say actually there's 4.
Can I stuff pillowcase in between each bottle?
Make it so less funky? For doing that, I will give you plus.
You are really determined to steal this liquor that you're probably never going to.
Let's go with plus 3.
What?
Plus 3, because you throw those pillowcases in.
So, I'm an addict.
I don't know.
I hope Will fails.
That would be funny.
Purple fails.
1, 2, 3.
Downer McRyan.
4.
5.
5. Exceptional success.
Okay, so yeah, you.
So you can't have it.
You take the 4 pillowcases and sort of create a bindle out of it. And. You basically you tilt the shelf over and just all 5 bottles fall in and you close it and the sound is muffled by the
completely silently.
Why
would he tilt the shelf? Why wouldn't he just take one individually?
Yeah, do this.
He wants to be cool.
This is the way he did it.
Okay. He got an exceptional success.
Oh, okay. Alright, never mind, okay.
Yeah, he wanted to be cool about it.
Okay.
So he just sort of
he wants to be cool, like whatever cool celebrity was.
Right, so you have a bindle of booze, Will.
Yes!
That yes ruined the stealth.
Hey, Will. Who's the cool guy in 8th?
Alright! Hey, who said that?
What are you gonna do now?
Oh, look at all this free booze! I got this booze. Nothing in here really interests me. I should probably get back to the group. So I'm gonna, I'm going to look outside, see where I am.
Okay.
Quietly. Stealthy.
Alright, so you walk over to the window.
I'm a stealthy little
and you pull back the curtain, because the curtains are drawn. Mm-hmm. You are on the second floor.
And you see a peeping Tom in the tree.
You're on the third floor.
Third floor?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it's 3-4.
Yes.
Okay. Third floor, that's apparel.
You're on the third floor of the house.
Okay.
You, Meyer tracked Labisa Nita to the third floor in the last game.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember much.
So, you're on the third floor, and you're sort of in the upper left corner of the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at the house, that you're in the top left corner of the house. You're towards the back end of the house.
All right. Can I send one of them a mental image of where I am?
Sure.
Does it mind?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to Tiger. If you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
I believe Tiger actually already knows. Well, you can if you want.
No, I know. I do know where he is.
Yeah, correspondence
to him. Oh, wait. You can't marry him because gay marriage is illegal.
Did I sense him then?
You were alone.
No, you didn't send it to him. You wouldn't know this.
You teleported. We watched you on the roof, and you teleported away and then didn't appear in front of us. So I went, where did he go? And then used magic to find out. Oh, whatever. Well, I just used a simple spell, and I'm like, oh, his thing fucked up, and he's over there.
So he space magicked you, but you wouldn't know this, so you can roll.
I'll do it anyway. So.
Send a mental image back. I know.
I don't have mind magic, so I can't send one back.
I don't have a rogue yet, right?
A rogue and sending mental images to let people know where. It's very specific.
No.
Wait.
I forgot my thing.
What thing?
Do you have it as a rote?
I'm looking at the rote.
As a rote.
The only rotes you have are the ones written on the back of your sheet.
Yeah, and mine says euphoria. I'm not sure if that's what it is.
No.
So you just roll your.
It's not euphoria.
So you roll your gnosis plus mine.
If Meyer can do that, Will would just constantly get images of him of Meyer taking a leak.
It didn't work. Okay, so yeah, you
roll trip ones and a two.
You reach out.
Glad this is the old box system.
Yeah. You reach out for Tiger's mind, but it's a lot stronger than the stuff you're used to.
Okay.
Actually, it probably isn't. It's a lot better than the stuff you're used to.
Oh, and you're surprisingly clear-headed.
Yeah. You're surprisingly clear-headed, and you're that's distracting.
Right. You can just chug his flask and
I did that too.
Okay, so yeah, maybe whatever.
You failed for X reason.
Your shoe liquor is just it's leaving a bad.
You choose. No, well, all right. Maybe you're buzzed, maybe you're clear.
The brain aneurysm.
I want both. Going with the fact that Clearhead has had awesome booze, but I'm also I just finished my flask of whiskey.
So you're both drunk. All right. Or not.
So what's your next step?
The next step is
to break the window, to scream at it.
Hey guys, I'm up here.
No, I'm gonna kind of peek out the hallway.
Okay,
and see if there's anybody around.
Peek through the keyhole.
Is there a keyhole?
Odds or evens?
Evens.
All right. Yes, there is.
I'm looking through the keyhole. Anything out there?
There. Through the keyhole, you can only see directly in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see anything directly in front of the door.
All right, so I'm going to... Oh, you know what?
No. Okay.
Neat. Can I use... I want to try and use. Can I just try and use mine again? See if there's any mines out in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Something put a. Mm-hmm.
Three.
Okay. Yes, there are. You can sense.
What happened
in the immediate hallway? You can sense two mines.
Can I sense where they are? Or not?
Yeah, there's one. To the left of the room, and there's one to the right of the room, and they're sort of moving in a crisscross.
So I can. This is like Hotline Miami. He's playing.
Except you right,
so I can actually, if I'm successful, I can stealth past them because it isn't doing this. All right, cool.
See, what you really need to do is you need to open the door a little bit and then position the camera so that you can see them, but they can't see you.
Yeah.
Essentially, they're. Yeah.
All right. So I'm gonna keep looking in the keyhole until I see them go back.
Oh, okay. To bring Dave's out.
So you see one guy pass. You're not in the middle of the hallway.
Okay.
So you see one guy pass, and then a few seconds later, you see the other guy pass.
All right. When he gets the, I can hear their footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear him get a little bit away, I'm gonna. So much, like,
okay.
Open the door very quietly.
Can I use Space and Forces to just randomly cast a spell on Will so that all of his shoes make really loud noises?
So make a dex plus stealth roll.
Turn him into clown shoes.
To time it properly and to, you know, walk quiet.
Hey guys, I'm just randomly going to fuck with his shoes. Let's see what happens.
Seems like a good idea at the time.
It's sure, you can tell when you're sneaking up on
us.
Yeah,
exactly. About the sink.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Not to the right, right above.
You got three, you said?
Yeah. Right, look at the sink.
All right.
And look up.
Which I think is a pretty good roll.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so the guys cross each other, and as, so now basically they're walking towards each other, and then as they cross in the middle and they're walking away from each other, as soon as this guy walked by your room, you eke out of the door, so now they both have their backs to you as they're walking towards the end of the hallway. Mm-hmm. You have a few seconds. I'm going to say you have 2 turns. You have 6 seconds to figure out, to get your bearings and pick a destination before they turn around.
I should have opened the door on both of them when they were right in front of me.
Yeah.
Not the back.
And then space bar to
flick one in the ear.
I like
and
how they're
goes
just,
the other
you
one,
know,
and then they kill each other.
Just going around and not doing anything other than walking around.
You probably should just teleport it back upstairs.
No, because I had paradoxical backlash knowing me on about in the middle of the yard.
They should stop and talk to each other. It's like, hey, you ever wonder why we're here?
Did you see the gift of the girl with the bullet? Right.
So, I open the door and I'm going to swap. Now I'm
girl
gonna,
with the plus. Right.
So,
yeah.
There's a hallway in front of me?
There's only one.
No. Okay, so you come out of the room. Here.
You see that gift with the girl with
not
the
every girl has hair, Will. Goodbye.
So, Will, this is the room.
Okay.
You come out of the room. Guy one. Guy two.
Okay.
This is you.
You know, you
all right.
Hear that story about the guy who put a tadpole in his room?
Make me a Wix plus composure check to get a quick bearing of the area.
He has genital warts.
That was funnier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, one success, sir.
And
one
the
success.
More I think about it, the funnier it gets.
Okay.
The question is, which mask is
so there is a hallway going down this way,
mm-hmm.
a hallway going down this way. There's a staircase here.
Mm-hmm. Is it a lovely staircase?
Yes.
Yeah. It looks like a hopscotch arena.
Yeah.
It is.
And then there's another hallway going down this way.
Okay.
Is the house these for hopscotch tournaments?
How much room is left on this side?
This side?
Yeah.
You won't be able to get to this hallway. Well, you would have to time it really well to sneak and do really well in a sneak check because this is where this hallway ends, right?
Oh, he's right there.
Yeah, this is where this hallway ends. So he's walking towards this side of the hallway. And it breaks off into this.
Be as distributed as you can so people on hold.
Do you have time magic, Will?
No.
Alright.
You would basically have to sneak right behind him to get down that hallway.
I mean, I do have space, so I can do the quick steps, right?
That's not what I was going to say.
I mean, you could try that.
The time would slow
you
down.
You don't necessarily know what's down that hallway.
Could be another hallway.
Right in the way.
What I was going to say was, if you had something like forces and time, you can make a delayed explosion that would draw them away from you.
It could be like in Zelda when you're trying to get to the forest temple and
you
go the wrong way and come back to the beginning.
Only because it's the closest thing to me right now.
You're going to go which way?
It's towards the staircase.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens there. I'm gonna take the turn of the staircase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, sorry, I'm gonna sneak to the staircase.
Okay. So you get, I'll let you get to the staircase because you made your dex plus stealth roll.
Mm-hmm. I see. Anything there?
It's a staircase leading down to a very similar looking
layout.
Basically, second floor has the same layout, a couple of rooms, hallway. There are two men standing at the very bottom of the stairs.
Okay.
Two guys in suits. They're at the very bottom of the staircase.
Okay.
And then directly behind you is a hallway leading back.
Interesting technique for playing Hotline Miami. Don't actually kill anyone.
Alright, so I could do them. I could knock those two guys out if I really tried.
Yeah.
Or if I fail, I'm gonna, you know, take a lot of attention for myself.
Make our job easier.
What? It would make your job easier. Alright. So yeah, I'm gonna sneak down there and I'm gonna try and knock them out.
How?
Just hit them heads together.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So make me a dex plus stealth check to sneak up on them.
I don't know if jerking them off would knock them out.
They wouldn't expect it, though.
No, that's true.
They would now all of a sudden they're like, hey, what's behind? What, whoa, God, whoa, why?
I got a success.
Who's giving me a reach around?
You got
I'm getting a reach around, too.
And right before he comes, you got to shove your fingers in his butt.
Well, I don't think he can get both of them reach around and put his fingers up their butts.
Alright, so you sneak up on them just fine.
Well, no, he has those liquor bottles.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so make me a strength plus brawl check.
Knockout.
So I forget exactly how that works.
This is like the third or fourth time we've looked this up.
Second time.
Ninth time.
I'm only going for a knockout, I'm not going for like. Killing?
Yes, that's
okay. KO!
So, a single blow to the. So, make that roll. Their defense doesn't count because they're.
They are caught unawares.
They're caught unawares. However, it's a minus -3 penalty to hit.
I'm going to use a willpower for that.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah, you have to exceed their size and damage, which is 5.
So he gets to get 5 successes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would spend a willpower point, well.
I'm spending the willpower point.
So that'll give you 3 extra dice,
which will be taken away with the minus 30.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, don't you have, like, a bonus with using your hands?
I do. It's already applied.
Okay.
Because I have a boxing brawl.
So just roll an exceptional success.
And you know what? I probably shouldn't because you're not punching, but I'll let you use the brass knuckles too as a bonus.
Wow. Damn.
Well, the metal would kind of give some advantage.
Plus one.
What if you try to knock him out with a shooting him with a pistol rifle?
One, two, three. I got 3.
3.
You know what? I kind of want you to succeed, so I will let you add 2 more dice to that because technically you're using a club.
Their head?
Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
Okay.
You got a bonus from God, didn't you?
Can do it.
God wanted me to fail.
The actual God wanted me to fail. Not Ed.
Wait a minute. Ed's not actually God?
No, this is actually.
Wish I had Freddy's luck.
None of us exist. We all exist in Ryan's head. So Ryan technically is God.
I said that I wanted Will to fail before. You got to blow it up.
Alright.
See what happens when the
fail,
voices speak up?
I do damage.
Yes.
Yeah, but now everyone's going to know you're there.
So you. Well,
yep. Can I hit their head and try and...
Well, roll initiative.
Right. I would just teleport out of there before they...
The rest of the game.
Just teleport back into the room so that their heads get hit together. You pop back into the room, and then they look around. It's like, what just happened?
Did I do that?
Roll initiative.
We're going to teleport. Initiative. Just teleport outside to where we are.
Choose mod 6. 8
That's 14.
Plus 14.
Okay, what are you going to do?
jerk them off.
They're going at 11, so you go first.
All right, so I hit him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to teleport away. I'm going to try
it. Why?
I would go back into the bedroom so you can hear them arguing, like, who just hit
him? Roll it.
That would be an interesting thing to overhear. Oh, man, we just hit our heads. On what? Each other. How'd you do that? We were just standing here and our heads just hit together.
We should be better guards.
We were up here talking about this guy with the urethra's tadpoles.
5, 6, 7. Because I have a rope in it.
Okay, 7 successes?
No,
so you're going 7 dice.
Dimension dice. Dimension the dice. I see at least 2 successes.
2 successes.
Yeah, okay, what's your gnosis?
We're in Peru, so they're probably
6 It's 2. Ooh.
That's not good. I saw one of those.
Is it, is it the opposite of good, though?
Hold on, let me re-roll, because I rolled 2 instead of 1. Ooh.
Damn it.
That's worse.
Well, it's dead.
Well, be thankful the first time was a 10.
So, Will, where are you attempting to teleport?
By them.
By them?
Yeah.
Again.
Again. This game does not want me to go back to you guys.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
All right.
Oh, my God.
You teleport back to the roof.
Yeah! Oh,
yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit up there now and just go.
You're gonna sit there and pout?
God rest his wife.
You've got a pillowcase full of booze.
I do. I'm gonna break one out.
You got the pillowcase full of booze and a sniper rifle that's lying up there from the guy you killed.
Oh. I don't think it's a sniper rifle.
What?
I'm gonna put the sniper rifle on.
I just pictured the music of the.
Oh god, all Will has on the roof is a liquor and a sniper rifle.
This did not end any better for anybody.
But Will, you look to the side and you see just a stack of books.
It just pushes us off the roof. Fuck that shit!
Alright. God presses why.
Emergency rations.
This is the point where I break the fourth wall, look in the camera, and go,
did you send me stuff?
Do it. Will.
It's linked to my game.
No one understands what you're doing. This is like audio.
I make that face like,
as soon as I play the iPad game, it could let me.
All right, so God presses why.
Chris sent me stuff.
Why would God press why?
You guys, so Dan, Tiger, and Malcolm.
Whatever.
He's sleeping.
I'll get there. Dan, Tiger, and Malcolm are standing by the back gate.
Right. Alright, so fuck, what's your name? What's your character's name?
Pat.
Patrick Stumpy.
Pat's upstairs in a room on the third floor.
That's just great.
I got the accent.
Now I do. Have usurped it.
Alright, so I guess does anyone have any way we can get a message to him?
I know I'm not with you guys because you guys went to talk to me and since I succeeded in stealthing away, I stealthed away. But I don't remember what I was doing. I'm really trying to remember the last game.
I don't have the ability to send no.
Great. Okay, so he's up there.
I thought he was really good because he killed someone.
Doing
something.
Yeah, but that's
okay. Oh, okay.
And we're down here. And Freddy is... Where is Freddy?
He got captured.
Right, I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Where would they have taken him? You think they took him to the main house? Can you run a locator spell on him?
Yeah, let me see. Okay, try to locate Freddy. So that would be scrying, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
which way are you getting? It's two of them.
Well, you're both in the same place. So.
Can I have the Pringles, please?
Pass out the Pringles?
Yeah.
No.
You would want the Pringles.
Do it yourself.
Wait, why are you being so mean to him?
Because I forgot what I was doing, and I'm really mad.
One success.
I think I had a good
one
idea.
Success?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't get an exact location, but he's in the guest house.
Okay. Well, he's not in the main house. He's in the guest house.
All right.
That's not where we are.
No, it's not. And Frank, Pat, who we have no way of contacting, is in the main house. So who do we rescue? My vote's for Pat. Because Freddy's going to die anyway, right?
Yeah, if what Freddy told us before is true, then he's probably screwed.
He does have a penchant for
getting himself out of trouble.
Exactly.
And getting all of us into trouble.
Well. Oh. So, we're going to the main house.
Yeah, I guess so. Is that what everyone else thinks?
Just out of character, are we here for any other reason than to get Freddy killed? Like, what are we trying to achieve at the...
Oh, Freddy was the mission lead, because remember...
he knew what we were supposed to be doing.
Yeah, right. He knew what we were supposed to be doing, because...
he's been here.
What you know is what Freddy told you is that he has special stuff in his body that the adversaries need for something that they're doing.
Right. So we have to stop them from taking that stuff from him. By rescuing young Freddy,
well,
presumably.
Yeah.
And sometime during it, old Freddy dies.
So he sacrificed old Freddy for the young Freddy.
So maybe we should leave Pat, who is... Well, I was about to say he's mildly capable, but I don't think that's true.
Isn't Jack... trying to break into the main house?
I think so. He just kind of snuck away.
Jack
and Pat will eventually meet up. Maybe we
or
should go.
Killed.
Well, that's a possibility for all of us.
True.
I think maybe we should go after Freddy because he's our best lead on what the hell we're supposed to be doing here. I guess we could always just wander around like he always does and hope to God that something happens.
Now you're learning.
I really forgot what I snuck away to do. I'm pretty sure I had a really good idea. I'm gonna just negate that for now and just sneak back and just appear back with you guys and be like,
I gotta get it.
Everybody,
so, it's agreed. We're going to the guest house, and Jack is going to do his thing.
What sneak thing?
Wait, what am I doing?
What?
You were just sneaking into the house.
Well, yeah, and then I realized that you guys were still standing here talking.
Right, because Pat tried to come back down here and wound up inside the house.
I need a fucking drink.
I bet there's a liquor cabinet in there somewhere.
Top shelf stuff.
Probably.
So what's the plan then?
Well, either we go after Pat in the main house, or we go after Freddy in the guest house.
I like Pat better.
Right.
Well, we all do, but...
Freddy is important for this one for some reason.
But, yeah, he says it's going to work out with him dying anyway.
We could always split up.
I think we've done enough of that.
No, I'm not exactly a bare-knuckle boxer. And then he starts to disappear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God presses Y.
Why does God keep doing this?
It's funny because it's the letter in the word.
Brandon!
Yes?
You wake up.
Good.
In your bed.
Just sit up. I hope no one's drawn on me.
You sit up and just things topple off of you.
Just a typical morning.
Also, your face is covered in dicks.
These are the trials that Tecumseh puts me through.
So yeah, you
these are the trials that Tecumseh Tiger puts me through.
And Forrest says, Tecumseh sucks, love Freddy.
So what do? You get up.
I guess I'd like to go around and see, like, talk to the other people in the house.
All right.
That I assume are there.
So you walk out.
I'll wash my face, too.
Okay. So you look in the mirror and you see the stuff in your face. You go to the bathroom, you wash it off. What are you wearing?
Just come to sus, Freddy, whatever he was born to today.
I mean, right now you're in a robe.
Right. That's what I'm wearing, then.
Can you pass me about
yeah.
that?
So, yeah, so it's Freddy, and then it says my date of birth. So it's when I'm dead and then I'm alive. So it's R.I.P.
So you go downstairs.
Although I assume I would check to see what my clothes are like right now, knowing that, like,
in modern day.
What?
Modern day.
Oh. Interesting. Maybe we're home. I'll get dressed.
Looks like something Jack would wear.
Uh-huh. I'm from his time.
Kind of.
Ish.
He's from the 90s.
Oh.
I tried Googling myself. I think you said we were in like recent times, like our times, right?
It is.
You said like 2006.
2006.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
What was Maya doing? Jumps?
You walk downstairs, and
yeah, cool guy.
What's his name? Is there?
We were at James's house party.
Carlson, who's the bellboy.
Ah, party house.
Good morning, Carlson.
Mr. Baker.
Drinking Mike's hard lemonade because Eric was buying for us.
I feel like I had a very good sleep.
Good stuff by then.
Yes. Well, what was the last?
We're still 20.
What was the last quest you were part of?
Oh, crud. Was it the one with? I forget if it was
the
one
the
where
first,
we found to come to
the
like,
first part of the
came.
Forbidden City.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. And then we took you out of the closet. You know what that means. In the last game, you were part of the first half of the Forbidden City game in Japan.
Uh-huh.
And then halfway through it, you were swapped with, I believe, Derek?
No,
me.
Alex.
With Alex. Tiger, what you found out was there's a closet. It's basically a teleporter, but you have to swap somebody out.
Right.
So the house decided that it didn't need you anymore for the mission, but it needed Tiger.
It's the convenient party swap closet.
Right. It's a convenient party swap closet.
Wait, is Mrs. Wells still sick in her bed?
Well, you're not there.
Mrs. Wells still sick in her bed.
Well,
you
didn't know, she was sick. So, yeah. Yes, and then we got you out of the closet. Well, good news. This time we're putting you in the closet.
All right. What's going on? What have I missed?
I have no idea.
Oh.
They were all watching The Lion King before.
Well,
I missed The Lion King?
Yeah.
I love Timon.
You said, what did we miss? Well, everybody woke up. Freddy told everybody that he was going to die.
Oh.
And then we watched The Lion King.
Seems like a normal chain of events.
I believe Tiger spoiled the Mufasa's death for Mr. Nelson.
Oh, I would be very angry at him if he wasn't kind of my lord.
Well, might I suggest you get dressed and meet me in front
dressed.
Of Mrs. Wells' room? Well, you're in a bathrobe.
No, I said I changed.
Oh, okay. Might I suggest you follow me, accompany to Mrs. Wells' room, unless you, of course, would like some food.
I could use a bite first. Adventure is best on a not empty stomach. Or a full stomach, as most people would say.
By all means.
Tecumseh always teaches us to do double negatives instead of...
So you eat...
To not do double
negatives. You heal up and get your willpower and mana back.
Imagine if you switch with the...
Yeah.
Derek, and right after that, and like it's like you just had a full stomach, and all of a sudden it was just like this gruesome scene. You're just like, I shouldn't have had breakfast.
So he leads you up to Mrs. Wells' room. He opens the door and leads you to her closet.
Is Mrs. Wells in bed?
No.
Oh. Well, I don't know, that's a problem.
He went.
And he opens the door. Well, you know the drill. You step in, you pull the light, and you are off.
All right.
He closes the door.
I guess I will pull that light.
All right.
You stand there for a bit, and then you knock on the door.
God presses why. So, Malcolm just finished going, though I suppose I'm not exactly a bare-knuckle boxer. And then he fades away. And is replaced by Malcolm. By Brandon.
A million meals in front of Tecumseh.
My lord.
Oh, you washed your mustache off.
No, he looked good with that one, too.
Oh, where are the glasses?
I appreciate all the decoration you made on me, but I think I...
Oh, my house of cards!
Pardon?
I stacked a house of cards on you. If he's awake, that means it fell. I spent hours.
That's okay. I put it right back.
We're going to do that before I come back.
Oh, I made a mess. Clean it up.
All right, so here's the situation.
What am I missing?
This is a drug dealer's compound.
I heard you ruined the Lion King for somebody.
Yeah. That was
fun. I'm still not over that.
Oh, come on. If Simba can get over it, you can.
So drug dealer compound. Pat's on the roof, or no? Pat, as far as we know, Pat is in the building. Pat teleported himself into a bedroom. Freddy got captured by adversaries.
What's this about him dying? Saying he was going to die?
Oh yeah, Freddy's going to die.
It's going to be glorious.
We're all really happy about it.
I think one of us is actually going to do it.
My character doesn't mind Freddy.
Your character's only been here for 3 games.
Brandon says that. My character doesn't mind. Exactly. I'm talking about my social character.
So we have a little choice. We either go up to the bedroom and rescue Pat, or we try to figure out where the hell Freddy is.
Well, I think we should get Pat first, then go get Freddy, because I think we'd be stronger as a group.
Yeah, and I don't really feel comfortable with Pat trying to fend for himself.
I have to vote for Freddy.
For all I know, he might be like trying to make a bindle of liquor or something.
For all I know, he could have teleported himself back to the roof and is stuck up there right now.
With liquor and a sniper rifle.
cuts back to me.
It cuts back to him drinking a bottle. It's like, oh, that guy's about to sneak up on him.
Will's on the roof with a sniper rifle. That's a pretty good place. Out of character.
Yeah,
Adam
no. Character.
Just but getting drunk and singing an Irish hymn.
He just get the drunk part.
He's sitting there drinking. Oh, that guard's gonna sneak up on him. Just push.
The guard that looks like Brandon is coming.
Oh, they got caught. There's a guy who looks like Brandon.
Ah, headshot.
This girl looks like that space. Guy that is always sleeping in the tiger house. Space.
Yeah.
My vote goes for Freddy because that whole wandering around until something happens thing doesn't really seem to work for anything but him.
Yeah, that's true.
A momentary cut to Pat. Pat, what are you doing on the roof?
That's a good question.
What are you doing on the roof?
Put me down on the roof!
Wake up, she rises, wake.
Oh, you're just singing?
No.
Assassin's Creed.
Street Magic with David Blaine.
I mean, it's an old pirate.
Oh, yeah, I remember it now.
It's a shanty.
It's one of the shanties in Assassin's Creed 4, right?
No, Eric's talking to me.
Alright, I'll pick up this type of rifle. I'm gonna walk around the roof.
Okay.
Make
me a Wits plus Composure check.
I picture something like... The roof was kind of like Assassin's Creed 3, where they had those like things on the roof for people. That's what I kind of imagine.
Yeah, I know.
Two successes for them.
Two?
Yeah.
All right. You find them, and they're standing, you know, by the back gate, talking.
All right, whatever happens, if someone calls from the roof, don't acknowledge them.
They're too far away for you to verbally communicate with.
Throw a rock.
Is there anything on the...
However, you see two guards making their way towards where they are.
Oh. Okay.
It's a good thing you have a handy-dandy
sniper rifle I picked up. Sniper, no sniping.
Don't you have
man?
I do.
Then you also have 4 bottles of Molotov cocktail.
Say it with me, kids. Sniper, no sniping.
Yeah, they're too
sniping.
Far for him to...
Sniper, no
and he
sniping.
Can teleport things.
Yes,
sniper, no sniping.
I'm just going to teleport this bottle 20 feet above
it. Igniting a Molotov cocktail and teleporting it in the middle of two guards would be very, very...
Well, you could mundanely light the Molotov cocktail.
Well, yes, but the whole thing was... Don't you have forces magic?
So. I know. Yeah, I didn't say like
Patrick
Will.
The drunkard.
That's true. All right, so Will, what are you doing?
Well, no, I told where the bottle is. That's the fire.
It could be above them, so it just like...
Yell down at them, there's guards coming, they wouldn't hear me.
The guards might hear you.
Then other people in the complex would hear you.
The guards might hear you, they definitely won't.
You should just snipe one of them.
I'm going to.
One of the guards, not one of us.
Yeah.
Be specific, Ron.
That's why I said one of them. Right,
I'm
going to the boss.
I'll snipe one of them.
Alright, so,
Oh god, is Jake on the roof drunk again?
Let's see.
It was a goddamn so
roll,
goof.
Roll dex plus weaponry.
As a goof.
The damage on a rifle is 5.
As a goof. It was a goddamn goof.
Now, I think I'll give you...
That wouldn't be firearms?
Yes, firearms. You're right. Sorry. Dex plus firearms, and then a damage on the rifle is 5, so add 5 to that.
What'd you say it was first?
Weaponry.
Ah. I was something silly.
And I think because... It's a sniper rifle. There's nothing for a sniper rifle in here specifically, but I think because there's a scope, I'm going to give you an extra 2 dice.
Give me 2 more dice.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm just picturing Pat, like, shouldering the sniper rifle, looking through the scope, seeing the mission.
And wait, before you roll, I will let you, if you want, for a -3 penalty, you can aim for their head, and then all you would need is 3 successes for a kill. Up to you.
Yeah.
Well, that actually wasn't your dice.
It doesn't matter. Just roll.
And I'll say it's bolt action, so you can get...
You can do it.
You can get 5 shots before you have to reload.
Okay.
Do it. Do it.
Most bolt actions are 7.
The guy shot, of course.
One fucking success?
A lot of 2s and 1s.
Terrible. Yeah,
well, this one's
ones.
A 10.
At least they didn't botch and
right.
Kill me or something.
Yeah. Yeah, with that many botches, just go.
Well, I get 5 shots.
What?
I get 5 shots, though, right?
Yeah.
He snipes himself.
So,
now they
know you're there.
Because you did hit them.
So, you aim, but this is not. You're not used to guns like this.
Sniper rifle.
So, the recoil is a little bit stronger than you're used to. And you buck a little bit, and instead of shooting the guy in the head, you blow his ear off.
My ear!
No, that was my hearing.
But that gets their attention.
Yes. So you guys hear boom. You guys hear a shot.
Can we see him on the roof?
Make a plus composure check.
But hey. If we hear a gunshot, our natural reaction would be to look up.
Where's composure?
If I had any wits.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
0 successes.
I got 2 successes.
I got 11. Even though I only rolled 6 dice.
Damn, you're pretty good.
No, I got 3 successes.
Oh, yeah.
One up me.
Really good right there.
Yeah.
Did anybody get an exceptional success?
No.
What does that mean again?
5
or more.
Okay. Alright, no. So you can, whoever succeeded, you can see somebody on the roof shooting.
Huh?
They're not shooting at us.
Nope.
Yet.
Yeah. And you also see the guards coming towards you, and one of them with his ear bleeding.
I think he'd be on the, and he'd probably be concussed too, because just the shockwave from a bullet alone would have.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I will say that he is, well, let me see. Have him.
What kind of sniper rifle was it? Because it was a 50 cal. Even if you miss somebody, you can still scramble their brains by just grazing them.
Why would you want to scramble the brains?
He got a really good composure check, so he's still going to get his action.
That's a really good.
That's some really
composure. Also, the guy that shot them.
I'm sorry.
Are the guards looking at focusing at us or the guy that just shot them?
Well, they didn't see
us. Both whipping around to the sound of the gunshot.
Okay, we should go now.
Yeah.
Everybody who's gonna take part. Actually, everybody roll initiative.
Okay.
That's
initiative mod plus the D10. So I got 16.
Wait, what mod?
Initiative mod.
At the bottom.
Oh, there we go.
I ain't doing it because I'm not there.
9.
I too also have 16.
I'm gonna roll anyway, just in case.
Whopping 9. 14.
I'll get you in a second.
It's all right.
Alright, so Will, you're at 14?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasted it.
James?
I'm at 16,
I'm at
with Ryan.
16.
I'm at 13.
9. What's this one's initiative mod? I feel like I have a low mod.
Mine is 6.
Oh,
mine's 8.
Mine is 9.
But I took fast reflexes, which I'm like 4
times.
Okay.
Mine,
so, James, so they're going at 11, so James and Ryan, what are you doing first?
They're looking up at the sniper on the roof.
Yeah, they both have assault rifles.
We should just go.
I'm gonna run past and try and get into the house.
I guess.
Wait, no, we're going to the guest house.
Yeah.
We're going for Freddy.
I'm gonna lay down some cover fire so that everybody else can get.
Well, they're not even looking.
Maybe you're not dexterous or
composed. Their back is to you.
In that case, we'll just run. Gonna run.
Are they in the direction that we have to go, or are they in a different direction?
Your initiative mod is your dex plus your composure.
I mean, they're in a direction you could go, but
that's fine.
You know, you could go the other way. You could take the long way around.
Mine we eight.
Okay, so
but the long way might have more guards.
But then I have.
So you're running.
But the long way also tends to have better
rules. I got 10.
Yes. So you're running, Will. What are you gonna do?
What's on the roof?
I'm gonna shoot them again.
Okay, same guy or a different guy?
Same guy.
Okay, you're gonna take the minus three to hit him in the head.
And you're to blame. You give love a bad name.
Try again.
I might roll it.
What?
You don't roll yet. Do you?
Yeah, you do. In this system, you
do. Okay. So roll that.
I'm 14, right?
Yeah, remember, we play this system all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody rolls at once in the OR.
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
So you took the minus three that time?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, this time you calibrate your... You aim your shot just right.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you. And his head...
I just sneeze on your
everywhere.
Face.
Right. Just
what do I sneeze at your face?
His head pops.
His head was once there.
Yeah. You have his head dead in your sights. You pull the trigger,
and then his head's not there anymore.
Suddenly, there's just this gout of red.
How's the guy that was with him handling the situation?
That guy has a family. That guy's a family, sir.
I mean, he's a...
Two days from retirement.
He's a cartel guy, so it's not really going to bother him. He's
probably done some terrible things.
Probably going to surprise him a little bit.
Oh, I got thrown off.
You did just shoot at them.
I got thrown off.
If your first shot just blew the guy's head off, yeah.
Oh, man, what if those two were little lovers?
You said it wasn't going to bother him. Like, I think it will.
Cartel members are known to leave body parts of other cartel members strewn about. So, like,
they do like decapitate.
Will, they could have been in love, right. Jerk.
That guy's dropped.
Drop, you son bitch, horse's ass, drop.
Alex.
Thank you, mysterious roof benefactor, and I'm going to follow them.
Okay.
Does that mess with his wisdom?
This guy this turn is just going to try to figure out where the shots are coming from.
Why did we salt it?
Well, I don't know. Will, what is your wisdom at?
My wisdom?
Six.
Okay.
Six.
So he spots you next turn. He's going to be able to take a shot at you unless you drop him.
I forget. Will, what is the threshold for killing somebody? Because that should make what is it? That Will should make a wisdom check, right? A morality check or whatever. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
What a thing.
What's your wisdom?
Six.
Yeah, make a wisdom, a morality check.
One.
That's fine, that's all you need.
Okay. He is a drug dealer, he deserves that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know how bad drug dealers are.
The drug cartel.
Cool.
They could have been forced into it because the poverty rate is so high there.
All right, so James, or whoever had Eric. Eric, what are you doing?
Well, I guess since the rest of my group is running, I'm going to follow along.
You can be an undercover FBI agent.
So I'm just going to take you guys out of the combat then.
I mean, 67, was the FBI even around?
Will, what are you going to do?
1967.
Will, what are you doing?
I'm going to shoot the other guy.
First off, yes, the FBI was around in 1967.
Okay, take a shot.
No.
Let's see when FBI...
Hoover found.
Yeah, Hoover did.
Yeah, I'm taking the three.
Hey, Siri, when did the FBI was founded? That's not English.
Did the FBI was founded?
Now everyone knows.
Why don't you try asking like an adult?
That was phone calls at Meyer, remember?
Four. That's right. Okay, yeah, again, the guy turns around and he...
Whoop.
You see him, you know, he sort of locks eyes with you. and you give him a little wink. You look into the scope, you pull the trigger, and
gone.
He's done.
Gone.
Love is gone.
No.
She heard love. He said, gone. "Hey Siri, want to be ethyl was founded in English."
All right. So
that's what you said, right?
Good old want to be ethyl.
So Will, you just took down those two guys, but you did just fire the rifle loudly.
Three times.
Three times. You're probably not going to stay hidden much longer.
No.
Let's stop investigating wherever that happens.
Well, he was firing at people by the gate, so they could be assuming that, there's intruders, so they might be...
I'm not saying they're going to find him immediately,
1908.
But, if they contact the dead guards...
That's true. Okay.
And then run and see that the guards are dead, they're going to figure out that there's an enemy on the roof.
That's true.
So, Will, what are you going to do?
Should get off the roof.
Okay, what? How?
There any doors up on the roof, or
there's a door back into the house,
which is probably not the best roof. Just jump off the roof.
There's a door back into the house. There is.
I'm not teleporting again.
Yeah, I'll head back in the bedroom. Jump off the roof. There's probably something you box.
Odds or evens?
I'm not helping.
Evens.
All right, there you go.
You're dead.
On the other side of the roof, towards the front of the house, there is a fire escape.
Just bite the soap.
Just bite it. Bite it. Okay, I'm going to go fire escape. I'm going to try it out.
Okay, make me a Dex plus Athletics to climb over the roof without falling.
I'm going to...
Okay.
Are you minusing?
All you need is one success.
Are you minusing or adding the fact that you can drink?
So, what I need to say, Dex plus...
Athletics.
I suppose I saw Athletics.
Wasn't it? Yeah, the FBI was around before Hoover, but he just made it
legit. Yeah, it was legit. Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah. It's kind of a...
One.
Okay, yeah. It's not pretty, but you scramble across the roof to the fire escape.
Awesome.
Let's say just about this time you guys are rounding the corner to the fire escape.
And I come down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Forget the time for everyone back. Hi, guys.
Good work.
Oh, I was wondering.
And a bag of booze.
You know, I was just
hat. What's in the pillowcase?
Oh, some good shit.
So, while we were out here finding a way to rescue Freddy, you were looting? You're a thief
borrowing.
After my own heart.
Borrowing. From the drug guys.
You know, I was wondering why the guard had such terrible shots.
We should probably keep going.
Terrible shots.
You know, they're going to be on guard now.
Let's go.
Shots.
You're buying me a drink after this.
Alright. So you're headed to the guest house.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody make a Dex plus Stealth roll.
Uh oh.
Well, now they're going to be looking for somebody.
Well, yeah.
Nope.
Dex plus Stealth, which is
nothing.
Hey, I finally got a success this game.
Hey, two successes.
One. Nothing successes.
Two. Mm-hmm. Two successes.
Five.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. You guys are, you have their radio.
Yeah.
Signal. You're hacked into their radio signal.
Well, we're not hacked. I just have their radio.
Right. So everybody can roll an extra two because you kind of know where they are.
Oh, two tens.
And that got me one success.
Seven.
So now I have three.
Yeah. I'm up to four.
Okay.
Wow.
Still two.
So we're sneaky as fuck.
I had five on my own, and then he said, get an additional two. I'm like, alright.
Well, wait. So.
Jack just disappears into a bush, and then comes out of another bush.
Oh, three.
So you guys are walking around, and Brandon's like, my stealth isn't too shabby this time, eh, Jack? Jack?
James just comes up out of the ground.
Oh, you guys don't have shadow powers?
All right. God presses Y.
Jack goes into the room.
You have the
cane
invisibility from those Zelda.
It's Meyer.
Yeah.
You wake up
mm-hmm.
and in a not so well furnished room.
That's a room.
It's pretty much a bare white room, no windows.
Damn, here you go creating up.
There's a single light bulb in the ceiling. It's flickering. You're tied to a chair.
Well, that's
a folding chair.
Oh, well.
That's not comfortable.
Oh, no, not a folding chair.
Are you sitting in it like you made Eric sit on it before?
Your legs are zip-tied and your hands are zip-tied behind your back.
Okay.
And, yeah. What do you do?
And you have an old lady feeding you porridge.
Well, I don't want to be in this situation.
Make a wits plus composure check.
What?
No,
to get your bearings.
Oh, okay.
And usually the people you fight are.
What? Who?
Or what?
Are around your level.
Help me, Tecumseh. Wits plus composure.
He calls Tecumseh?
What? Two. The real one, not the fake one.
Yeah, he fights me. I mean,
what I got? I got two.
All right. Yeah, so you look around, and the one thing that you do see is there's a big mirror in front of the room next to the door. And in the corner of the room,
yeah.
What you assume is a dead body, there's a blonde, chubby guy, completely naked.
Well...
I was about to ask if it was Will.
Yes.
He's just laying
hello. In the corner with a big like gash
Oh, that one has to be
yeah, well. And he's dead.
Aren't you guys happy that Will? Aren't you happy you get these little cameos?
recognize the dead naked man as imagination.
Will. poor Will. I gotta get out of this situation.
And let's see, what would be a good check for Freddy to remember something?
Dex plus remember.
Oh.
I don't know why
let's
Dex.
Let's see, intelligence plus.
Maybe intelligence plus composure instead of noticing
maybe
something.
Maybe resolve plus composure?
Sure, resolve plus composure.
That's willpower.
Oh.
Or intelligence plus composure, whichever one's better.
Wits plus composure. Strength plus
composure. Plus composure.
All right, here we go.
Pick up a fistful of dice and shut them into
two.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember... you suddenly remember that...
The Charlemagne?
Imagination Will was your... roommate, bunkmate, whatever, while you were in Peru.
God.
Are all of his imaginary friends just people that he knew while he was in prison?
This is going to be that's running thing in my life. This is going to be a running gag, I think, for like.
And oh, yeah,
for the rest of your life.
Also, there's a television on in the upper corner.
Yeah.
And you see on the television, it's it's a video that's looping,
yeah.
And it's footage of a magician named Alakazmo.
Alakazmo.
You're starting to piece together that all of your magics are actual people that you've known.
Oh.
And a lot of them are people that you knew, that you were exposed to here.
Well, that's unsettling.
Freddy's story is taking a dark turn.
I'd rather them just be imaginary characters.
Sesame Street.
Like
The Lion King.
I wanted them to be like Snuffleupagus.
Who is eventually became real, by the way.
What? No, he's not.
Yes. All
he's no longer imaginary.
See them.
I'm going to...
My whole life is turned upside down.
My whole world is turned upside down face.
I'm going to use some winds of chance on myself to attract some good... it's either recipient either evades or attracts good or ill fortune.
Okay.
I would try to attract good fortune.
Alright, roll it.
Alright. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Gun nipples. What? Do, what?
Well, it could be good or ill fortune, like good fortune or like ill fortune, like a slang style.
Yeah,
like that fortune's pretty ill.
That's ill. Mm-hmm. Three I'm successes.
White. I'm very ill from that statement.
Three successes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I know what's going to happen. So, right. I know what good fortune you have.
Okay.
So
you get killed in a not so painful way.
The TV turns off.
You're not dead. Uh-huh. Yet.
Oh, I was watching that.
You hear there's a loudspeaker in the other corner. Who are you?
I'm Freddy.
Who are you?
Oh, is this a doctor?
No, the doctor is not here. The doctor is not here right now.
Is this Todd?
No.
Who are you?
I asked you first.
I said my name's Freddy.
That is bullshit, my friend.
Why is that bullshit?
You hear the distinct sound of chewing.
Mm-hmm.
You can make another intelligence plus composure.
Alright. Here we go. Chewing.
Chewing?
Oh wait, I rolled one more.
Chomp.
Okay.
Yeah,
just call you Noam Chomsky.
I get it.
Whoa.
Yeah. I get it.
Three.
I get it.
You recognize the voice and the sound of the chewing. It's La Bisumita, the head of the cartel.
Okay.
He's a tall, gangly, really thin Peruvian man with a kind of a wispy long but like thin pointy beard that he greases to a point.
What a
really like
egotist.
Really like a flimsy mustache. And he always is chewing tobacco.
Like you would.
So yeah, he goes he says,
"You are not Freddy. That is bullshit, my friend."
Well, why do you say that?
Because Freddy is in another room.
Well, obviously. The future Freddy.
From the future.
Well, in terms of Peter Griffin.
Yeah. It all comes down to magic, man. I wake up, I'm outside the compound, and, I don't know Peru, so I just came back here. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
You hear Todd's voice. From the future, are you from the Titer house?
What? What is Titer? What are you talking about?
You hear muffled voices. Suddenly you hear muffled voices from the other room.
Titer, what? Who? What are you talking about?
And then you hear,
"All right, maybe you're not so full of shit."
Thank you very much.
But if you're from the future,
yeah,
then you're useless to me.
Listen, buddy, Mr. Drug Dealer Dude. If I'm here, if for some reason the magic brought me here, must have been for a reason. Magic, it always comes down to magic, right?
My guess is that you were sent, and this is Todd.
Todd.
My guess is you were sent here by Mrs. Wells to save yourself.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
How many people did you bring with you?
I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to watch The Lion King.
All right, my friend. I think it's time we meet face to face.
Do you know Mrs. Esposito?
The door opens and La Bisumita and Todd walk in.
Aye.
And La Bisumita takes a big
a scoop of ice cream.
A big giant gun out of his like a Desert Eagle.
If you're gonna kill me, just be a man. Untie me first.
Well, I could kill you, or I could torture you until you tell me what your plan is and how many friends you brought with you.
I'm going to give him the evil eye.
Have you met me? I don't have friends.
By the way, I'm sorry for butchering a Peruvian accent. I have no idea what it sounds like.
Well, maybe you should have...
All of our Peruvian friends...
Yeah, all of our Peruvian listeners are so insulted right now.
That's it. Evil eye, this guy.
Think of a Peruvian
for having a bad Peruvian accent.
We're gonna get hate mail in Spanish.
Oh yeah, that is.
I would accept that though.
Three, yeah. And I rolled a 10. So roll that.
I don't know about this musical three. Where have you guys been?
Say, huh? Nope, only three.
Okay. Evil eye, that's your will.
It gives evil eye immediate ill fortune upon another.
That wasn't Gunbound. That was AOL Instant Messenger.
That happened a lot in Gunbound.
Todd usually does it. Yeah.
I miss Gunbound.
People posting.
Yeah, I miss being
Or no, I guess not. It's not always.
It's usually imagination level, I thought.
Oh. I wrote Todd for that.
Todd usually is your free
Todd. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it still exists.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but they completely,
it's imagination level is dead, so yeah, that makes sense.
It's not random now that you get the dragon or unicorn mount. You can actually...
Okay,
and then when you buy items, they rent them.
It's a free to pay.
No, the number of dice we rolled.
No, you can buy the stuff.
Okay. So, right. you say, just kill me or whatever, and Lovey Sinita says,
can't earn it anymore.
You're not worth the effort. And then he lifts his gun and aims it at you.
Listen, bud, you don't want to do that because I told you, the magic wants me here for some reason.
Make a...
make a weenus.
Make a presence. Let's see. I guess make a presence plus subterfuge check.
Okay.
Can you?
Do you want to? Can I do a submarine?
Or check? Manipulation plus subterfuge.
Oh yeah, manipulation.
Yeah, manipulation is finesse.
Manipulation.
Will you?
Two.
And between your evil eye and
your evil chance, penis.
He's a little drunk right now.
Yeah, you would be.
You like Pat?
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, no, that's fine. Okay, so imagination will... Okay, so yeah, imagination will creeps up behind the Visunita and whispers in his ear... And he looks up and goes, I suppose you can't do any damage here.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to leave you tied up while Dr. Yule finishes the spell.
He would do that, wouldn't he? I remember all this. Remember because.
And Todd looks at him and goes, could you shut up already? And Lavisa shoots him in the head.
It's very small.
Kill Todd.
That's what she said.
I don't care who he works for. Nobody talks to La Visunita like that.
I gotta be honest with you. I like your style, man. I think if we were in this situation right now, we'd be friends. You're ruthless. I like that. Plus, Todd, annoying. I never liked that guy.
Well, thank you.
You have a nice facial hair going on, man. I like your nice beard going on.
Thank you. What are you trying to accomplish?
Listen. I'm very bored. I've been locked up here all day.
Then watch Alec Haslow. He reaches up and turns the TV.
You want to watch it with me?
I mean,
what are you doing besides that?
All right, make a...
you want to grab a beer sometime?
Maybe a socialized check. Manipulation or presence.
Okay.
You can use subterfuge if you want. Presence or manipulation plus street or socialize yourself. Or persuasion or subterfuge.
All right. Here we go. Let's see what I got with this guy. I got three, not two nines and an eight.
You know what? What the hell? he pulls a folding chair out and he sits. If you pull any shit, I'm gonna shoot you in the head, you know that.
What am I gonna do, man? I'm tied up here.
I don't know. You're
But at least you were a tricky guy, so.
I told you, I'm in the future, man. I'm everything's changed. I grew up. Oh man. What a laugh.
Don't make fun of my laugh.
I was just making a comment. I was not judging you anyway.
Nice
you watch the nanny? I love that laugh.
he cocks his gun.
Are you saying I laugh like Fran Drescher?
Are you, exactly. Are you saying I laugh like Fran Drescher?
She's a good-looking lady back in the 90s. That's all I'm saying. Did you know you saw stuff happen?
He sounds like Harry the Cowardly Dog.
Listen. Let's just watch Alec's ammo.
Okay, that's fine. Make another one of those checks.
No.
But this time at a minus three. You really pissed him off.
Oh no. Oh no. Two.
Two?
Yeah. Nine and eight.
You know what? I don't want to watch with you anymore.
Okay. Aww.
And he gets up. And in fact, and he kicks the chair out from under you.
Ow.
Sit on the fucking floor, dog.
But his legs are tied to the chair.
Like they're free now.
Okay, so yeah, he doesn't.
No, he just knocks it over.
Yeah, he just knocks the chair over.
So you
sit in the lay on the fucking floor, dog.
Woof, woof.
And he walks out and slams the door.
Oh.
And he goes to all his men.
You were doing good until you compared him to Fran Drescher. The same.
Does he go immediately to one of the guards? Do I laugh like Fran Drescher?
Well, bang.
Nope. No, boss, you have a great laugh.
Masculine laugh.
All right, God presses Y.
Why, God?
Take care. That's how freestyle.
Yes.
Puts his foot in his mouth.
All right.
So what does the guest house look like?
Yeah, what's been watching, buddy?
The guest house is only two stories.
Mm.
It's a very nice house.
It's a nice house.
From the outside, you know, it just looks like a colonial house.
Are there guards out front?
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's their turn now.
So am I on the outside?
So do
am
we
I walking in?
Do we want to stealth this, or do we want to just fucking blow it?
Can I already be inside, considering my exceptional stealth roll, and open the door for him?
What?
Can I already be inside, just open the door for him, from my exceptional stealth roll?
Sure.
I know what I want to do.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Look at you.
That takes care of that.
Wait, how do we... Okay.
I thought there were guards.
Well, you're... Let's say you climbed in through a window, and you open the door, and there are guards standing in front of the door, but you open the door and you're standing behind. Or you pop your head up through like a window and you're behind them and you wave.
Ed, I have forces too. Can I make like a bubble of silence so we can take out these guards?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will help you. What do you have to do to help? You just say I'm helping?
Yeah,
I'm helping him.
And that adds what?
A die.
A die.
Alright.
What's your ring? I'm a do, I'm a die.
Alright.
There's whiskey in the jar.
So everything just goes.
You see the guards, they both go. They like yawn and stick their finger in their ear.
You see me in the window going.
Alright, so.
Just panicking.
Oh, is that us now?
Yeah.
Right.
Do we get a surprise round? I'm just gonna like I've got pistols. I'm gonna shoot.
Make another. Well, yeah. Let's say if you're gonna shoot them, you get a surprise round. All
right.
I'm gonna use my shotgun.
I have a shotgun.
Yeah, right.
You look so responsible to me.
It means that your cousin did not have a
bachelor. Shotgun is four.
What? Who? Fran Drescher?
Boom.
Do they get their defense or no?
No.
I got three.
Frey's now in a room with two dead guys.
Oh, shit.
Could have two dead guys and one living guy, but...
Yeah, I got five. For my pistol.
Great success.
Great success.
Oh, wait, no, shotgun's getting nine again. Alright, so that's three. Oh, four.
Wait, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
His name was Will. He had a severed penis. It was a blood flower. That's what they called it.
That's 4. Alright, so 4.
Alright. It's like 4 successes?
Yeah.
How many did you get, Ryan?
I got 5.
And anybody else shoot?
I'm waving at them through the door and then freaking out about the all of a sudden silence.
Where is Blue?
Will, Eric, you guys do anything?
Will, are you shooting?
Second wave of shooting if I need to.
So roll the shoot.
Why don't you participate in the first wave so there won't be a second
wave? I like the second wave. What do I roll to shoot again?
Dex to firearms. And then plus whatever your gun is.
All right, I don't have any stats written down for the gun other than the dice mod.
Will, I'm going to say that you probably can't use your sniper.
No, I'm going to use a pistol.
I rolled just the dice mod?
You rolled your dex plus firearms. But it will be at a great penalty.
No, I know. I'm going to use the
and they don't get their defense because we're just...
Oh, and what's it? 10 again is the normal rule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of stuff like... All right. So 2. Just 2 successes.
Five. Okay, so that's 17.
So, yeah, we fucked them.
Yeah, we straight up murdered these guys. So you guys...
We just walk up.
So the guys, they open their... They yawn, and they
try to clear their ears.
I'm sorry. Try to clear their ears.
And then there's just flashes and gunshots.
And yeah, so from this is from their example. So it just... The camera is on you, and you, Ryan. You, what do you, you play with your?
I channel my magic.
So let's say you take out a whistle, and a dog whistle. All
right, and then I just blow it, and then there's just the ringing in your ears noise.
And then it just, it zooms to them, and it's deadly silent, and they open their ears. They open their mouths and. Pull their ears.
Try to pop their ears.
And then just blood. Then just their chests just without any sound or anything. Their chests just pop open, and they look at each other, and then slump to the ground.
And you just see my face through the window with a horrified expression about what just happened.
And then the sound just comes back, and Jack. What the hell was that?
I'm gonna pick up one of their snorkels as
well. Oh, just like and the hike.
So yeah, okay. Shut up. This is what happens. So you see Jack. Jack opens the door and he goes, "What's that?" He just as the spell back then.
What's that?
Sorry, sorry, Jack.
I'm just gonna grab one of the. I'm just gonna like pry it off one of the corpses.
I was standing right
there. Anyone else want one?
What if you miss?
Corpses.
It's all right.
These guys just have shotguns.
Oh,
I will.
Well, then I'll just take ammo for my shotgun.
Okay.
I'm just gonna walk over it and reload my gun.
I have a lot of weapons on me right now.
I was standing right there. Why did you do that? What if you missed? You could have shot me.
Well, we didn't miss.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
So I'm on.
Well, the door's open, by the way, so we can just walk right in.
Good work.
Alright, so you walk into the house. It's a foyer. There's a staircase leading to the second floor. Looks like under the stairs, there's a door leading to...
Harry Potter's house?
A basement.
Oh, man, did you write me the new thing of Harry Potter?
No, I did not.
To your left, it looks like a study or a... You know, a library or something like that.
Anybody got prime magic?
To your right, it looks like there's a lounge, there's a piano, and directly across from you, there's a door leading to you don't know what.
Is there anywhere aside that's Freddy this way?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we all.
In that case, can I try to make a space check to see if I can locate where Freddy is in the house? That's scrying grips. 7. Yeah. Oh, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3.
Okay. So, Tiger, your vision.
My eyes go like.
Yeah. Your eyes go into the back of your head.
God damn it, Will.
I pressed it by accident. Sorry.
You know those, like, those, when you watch the previews in the, when you're in the movie theater and it's like, welcome to Lowe's, and you're on the roller coaster.
Okay.
You just see, like, from first person POV, up the stairs, you make a right, you, and you go past a couple of rooms, you make another right, and you go to a room all the way on the right. You open the door. You go... Actually, you just, like, sort of phase through the door.
Right.
There's a room, a tiled room, with... there's a big window.
Mm-hmm.
And a control panel with two guys sitting in front of the control panel. And then you phase through the window to a big white room, and there's... a fat, naked guy on the floor, and Freddy laying on the floor, tied to a chair.
Our Freddy?
It's a Freddy.
You were looking. Well, which Freddy were you looking? That Freddy?
Yeah, our
okay,
Freddy.
Then yeah.
So
were there any guards along the way to, like, when I was zooming through the halls?
Freddy's currently trying to worm his way to
just the two guys sitting in front of the control panels.
All right, so I'm going to relay this information.
Freddy's
upstairs.
He's trying to inch his chair close to Todd.
We should probably be quiet. Lots of rooms. I don't see any guards,
yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's a dead body in the room.
Yes.
A guy in a lab coat.
Wait,
In my room, Freddy. He killed Todd.
Right, yeah.
There's two dead bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
Will,
and then
there's
a guy in a lab coat.
Yeah, you said that.
I'm inching my way.
Will, I hope you know that if any of us ever make a movie or a TV show, you're going to make cameos.
As someone who gets murdered.
It's okay, I'm going to be all the extras, apparently. Only
all
Will,
the
Will
shady,
is also the soundtrack.
All
yeah,
the
just,
shady-looking extras.
Yes. If I ever make
right,
an episode
of... we made with the Annie Claus. I was the guy who we got best with.
If I ever direct an episode of Supernatural, Will's going to be the first character.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
Dex and Stealth in it? Upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
Do we get any bonuses this time?
That's a lot of nine.
One.
Four. His name's Will. He has a dream. He's not rolling for some goddamn reason.
I rolled this one, yeah.
In fact, Will,
16.
Do you still have your bindle?
Wait, what?
Yeah. 16 successes?
You're rolling dex.
Plus
dex. Stealth.
Plus stealth, Will.
Sorry.
Okay. Wait, did you just roll initiative?
Yeah.
Wait, Will, do you still have your bindle with you?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be dex plus stealth minus 2.
I'm going to say, why are you carrying that fucking thing around?
After my own eye.
You know what? Now I'm glad we didn't go rescue you.
One. Okay.
I got one as well.
I got three.
Three.
I got four.
Yeah.
Right. I stealth better than James.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you would be stepping lightly if it weren't for the light clinking from your bag.
That's why I didn't have any clinking.
But thankfully, you quadruple bagged it, so it's a little muffled. If somebody were looking for you, they could probably hear you, but...
Does anyone else hear the sound of a hobo carrying around bottles of alcohol?
So you sneak around to the room.
Right.
Oh, God, not the room.
Nobody failed, right?
No.
He was working at it. She was working at it.
Oh, hi, Tiger.
No. The Queens. Well.
So how's your sex life?
So I'm going to stop, like, in front of the door.
All right. Go in. There's going to be two guards in lab coats sitting in an observation room. Do we want to just kill them? Or do we want to try to take them hostage and find out what's going on? We should take them hostage. We need to find out where the other Freddy is.
You see a look of disappointment on my face as I put the shotgun down.
No, we still want to intimidate them. I raised my shotgun.
Okay.
And then...
We're just going to storm in there and be like, everyone on the ground, or are we just going to walk in there quietly and then just be like, hey, guys. And just kept with the gun to the back of their head.
Quiet.
Okay.
So I'm just going to slowly open the door.
Is it locked?
Okay, so you're going to slowly open the door. Make it a dex plus stealth.
All right.
Just Alex?
Yeah, just Alex.
Two that time.
Okay. two, you said?
Yarp.
Yarp.
Narp. That's the hound.
I'm gonna throw a knife into your heart because I want you to love me.
That's how it works, right?
Go.
Speaking of.
You got two?
Yeah.
Alright. So, unfortunately, they got four and three each.
Okay. I still have a shotgun point to that.
Yeah. So, yeah. The door, you try to open the door quietly, but. What you didn't know is that this door needs to be oiled.
That's fair.
So as you push it open, it goes... And they both whip around, guns aimed at you.
Well, we've got more.
Well, yes.
Why don't you put them down, boys?
It looks to me like... We,
Is that friendly?
No. Well, let's all he can see is you right now because you're the only one standing in the doorway.
Well, no, I was like crouched down, so they're behind me.
Oh, okay.
I figured.
Yeah, I've got my pistols out.
I've got my assault rifle.
And what you're going to do? Shoot me, and then all of my guards are going to come and fuck you in the ass.
Well, we could do that, or we could light your intestines on fire and watch you squirm as you burn from the inside out. So why don't you put it down?
And how do you propose to do that?
All right, I'm going to light his intestines on fire.
All right.
Wait, no, then he's going to scream a lot.
Wait a second, does he recognize...
Wait. I got it covered, and then I'll do the whole silence.
Does your show get syndication in Peru?
Well, it's not out yet. It's the 1990s.
No,
it's 2006.
Oh, it probably still isn't out yet.
What?
Well, because you do the whole thing with, like, a GoPro, right? So
mostly, yeah. Yeah, no, so, yeah, no, it wouldn't be out yet.
All right, I'm taking my turn to do the silent spell.
This guy kind of sounds like Fran Drescher when he laughs.
Ah, you're running, goes into a fury.
He just shoots himself. Why?
Well, I'll let you in on the secret. La Bisonita is a Peruvian type of llama. So...
Oh, he laughs like a llama.
He got the name La Bisonita because he's always chewing. And he has a lot, and you know. So I made him look very goaty llama-y.
And he has a laugh like Fran Drescher.
So he looks.
I really
like
think Eric's.
The guy from Emperor's New Groove.
He's like Fran Drescher.
I think with Life 2 and Forces 3, I could light his intestines on fire.
Sure.
Would that be Life? I know it's Gnosis. I don't have that as a rote, believe it or not.
Why not? What the hell are you doing with the character?
Actually, wait a second. Wait. Let me check something real quick. I think that's just my body.
We might.
We haven't really been using a lot of magic this.
No, because I have body control. I think that's just my... convert your body again. Yeah.
I got my evil arm, man. I use that every game.
Just want to make sure I'm not...
I'm going to...
Okay.
I'll give an assist.
What's your gnosis, Alex?
Trace.
I'm going to give an assist with the forces.
My forces is 3 and my life is 2. Which one would I roll?
Both together.
The lower one.
Lower one. All right.
What I will say to you is that you are more than welcome to do this, but I will be rolling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 paradox dice.
Oh, is he a sleeper? Yeah,
they're sleeper. Yeah, they're both sleepers.
But he's doing a spell.
Not him. The other guy.
Not lava's love. Whatever.
Nobody's doing a spell.
But the doctor. Oh, it's a different guy. Okay.
That's what
he
said.
I've got an even better idea. So.
Sure.
Yeah, no, so he's like, and I'm going to say I'm going to light your intestines on fire and everything. How are you going to do that? And Ryan lowers the. I go like this, and Ryan puts the spell up, and I just shoot him in the stomach.
Okay.
That would make good.
So, Ryan, did you get your spell?
I got 5 successes.
By throwing that freaking. By grabbing Will's booze bag.
Actually, before you commit to that, Ryan,
okay.
I'm going to say that that's also going to get you a paradox die.
That's fine. I haven't.
It wouldn't be 7, though.
I haven't. Whatchamacallit
again? I mean, it's very subtle. Spell, yeah.
I haven't done anything vulgar this whole campaign.
Making the area completely silent is not
that's
covert.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your gnosis?
My gnosis is 3.
Okay, so yeah, it would be 7 for me.
Most of my matches.
Alright, so you're going to do that, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ryan casts a spell, and...
Nothing bad happens.
Everything bad happens.
Oh, yeah, Soundmaster is vulgar. Oh, well.
Yeah, it would definitely be vulgar.
Yeah.
Alright. What magic did you use for that, Ryan?
Forces.
Okay.
Forces, magic, multiplies.
New die.
Not anymore.
You can't sing that song anymore.
Alright. So, Ryan, you cast it, and the room goes silent. It goes silent around him and, like, the tip of the gun. But you get the sense, like, have you ever farted and been like, oh, I almost just shit my pants? That's kind of what you feel like magically.
Okay. So I almost had a magical shart?
Yeah. Like, you cast it and, like, all seems well with the world. But you get the sense that all is not well with the world.
I need to find a magical bathroom and change my magical underwear?
Exactly.
Like, okay.
All right, so...
You may have left some magical skid marks.
Ah.
On reality?
Yes.
I'm going to use a willpower, just because I want to prove a point. So, it's all off the dice.
All right, he does... Too much dice.
No such thing.
He does get his defense.
Oh, all right, what's his defense?
Lavisanita's defense is 2.
All right.
It ain't sounding like he's going mad much.
Well, I only got 2.
Wow.
I had a re-roll. I had lots last time.
Lots.
That's what happens. That's what you get when a heart something.
Okay.
So.
Oh, wait, no, it's a 9 against shotgun. That's still 2.
2? Okay. So you fire your gun. It doesn't make a sound. And it hits him right in the stomach. And,
probably gonna burn.
Yeah.
It
burns down the house.
It's a slow death.
It pierces his clothing, and you just sort of see clothing come out, like you see like the fabric rip, and you know, no blood.
It would still hurt him.
Yeah,
I mean, not physical damage,
yes.
But even if you're wearing a vest, it still knocks the wind out.
Especially
right.
With a shotgun at close range.
Yeah.
That would definitely knock him on his ass, at least, and wind him.
Yeah, no, he's winded. Let's roll initiative, everybody.
No.
Even me?
Damn it. Yes. 11.
12.
8.
16.
Not very fast actor.
No.
I'm not like Tenactin.
That's tough acting.
Mine is for
tough
my
no.
initiative.
Well, you're not tough either, so.
Like in my mind.
Very tough.
Levisa Forte is going for 7. Because he rolls poorly on his...
Goldbox, triple action, medicated foot powder. Doesn't work the same as the back of
the guy is going at...
Don't you want to see Shaquille
having a shake? I'm going to roll. Just because I...
Do we want to keep the guard alive, or do you want to keep the goat boy alive?
Well, I thought it was a doctor. You said it was a guy in a lab coat.
No, the dead guy is in a lab coat.
So it's just Goat Boy and some random
guard? And some guard, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those.
So we want Goat Boy
Alex,
alive, or we want random guard
Llama
alive?
Llama Boy,
you're right.
Come on, man.
He's not a Chupacabra man. No, we should keep Llama Boy alive.
Really? I don't like him.
Yeah, but he's the boss-ish.
All right, so guard is going... what are you going at, James?
16.
There's a llama everywhere. Llama.
Will.
Llama.
Okay. Did you roll even roll initiative?
16.
I just do this now.
Ryan.
Nice. I love it.
Alex.
12.
Iraq.
8. Ever seen a fuzzy llama kiss a llama?
Okay.
I'm at 11.
James, what will you be doing?
What the hell did I start?
James, what are you doing?
I'm going to shoot the guard in the head with a shotgun.
Okay. Well, so you roll it at -3. And his defense is 2.
Why is it -3? Close range.
Because you're aiming for his head.
Okay. All right, so that's fine.
That is what we in the business call.
Do I hear a shotgun?
Hold
shot.
But what I will say is because it's close range, instead of needing 3 successes, you only need 1.
All right, so -5 for the close range and the cold shot.
Mm-hmm.
For the shot.
Do I hear a shotgun?
No.
Yes.
Sound.
Oh yeah. No.
Oh. Okay.
Because it's such.
Whoa.
9 again? You said.
Yeah.
Shotgun.
Well, then I'm still just gonna try to.
Yes, you got it.
I'm hoping to get something on his body. I can cut.
You have to ask
five. Okay, yeah. You blow the guy's head off. He's done.
That guy had a.
And just all of a sudden,
he's a newlywed man.
And you know it's funny you say that because
I'm an assault rifle. Him.
You could see people's backgrounds. And
no,
I feel
this guy alive,
stealing
James just blew his head off.
Yeah, he's dead.
Wait, who did he kill?
The other guy.
Yeah, you aim, and again, in complete silence, the end of your shotgun lights up, and then in complete silence, this guy's head just
spatters.
Yeah.
Well, and knocked the other guy down, right? The shotgun blast.
He didn't get knocked down. He got knocked back, and he's winded.
Yeah, right.
But he's still going to get to go just at the end.
So what are you going to do, bro?
Jerk him off.
You'll never expect it.
No, I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot his gun hand.
Whatever. Okay.
You shoot
so
him.
That is...
You know, it's like in the movie Blank Man. Why don't you shoot him in the head?
Because we still need him alive.
No, because saying not shoot a place that's not armored.
That is -4.
-4?
Yeah.
That's a small object.
To shoot his gun hand.
Okay.
And his defense counts, so that's -2. His defense is, so it's -4.
He says defense was 2.
As well as 2, yeah.
So -6.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dex plus firearms plus your gun.
Today? He said it was.
Oh, I didn't add the gun.
Okay.
You already killed him. I didn't add the shotgun mod.
He could have, like, super killed
him. Yeah.
He had to roll.
I could have sprayed him in the wall.
82.
Oh, okay.
I could have shot him so well that I wrote my name with his blood on the wall with the shotgun blast.
Where it's an interesting spread on that gun.
Alex shot him.
Yes.
Can I just coerce the heat of the balls that were shot to kind of like jack it on fire? Make him freak out a little bit?
How many forces do you have?
One.
No, not with one.
Okay. You ever see the trailers for Sunset Overdrive?
No, you need a flame already.
I mean, you can heat the bullets up. Like, but they're not really gonna, like, it's not gonna make anything catch fire.
You would have to, you could guide the flow of existing heat. So you could make the heat from the bullets go somewhere else, but it's not gonna be enough to light them on fire.
I'm still gonna get a PS4.
Change it on, man. I'm not gonna knock you for it.
Because shooting him is gonna do nothing. They had read somewhere.
You could shoot him in the not chest.
Read somewhere that,
I mean, shooting him in the gun hand is, like, You're not going to need... You're going to need one success to knock it out of his hand.
You can also use a willpower to add the dice to
it. Yeah, go for it.
That's
go
my last willpower.
What if he fillets his hand?
And then... And when you use full willpower, isn't it going to erase one?
No, not in this one.
Yeah.
You get more willpower back by playing to your virtue and vice.
Lick his hand. You're like, ew, what the...
Then I guess I'll use my last willpower on it.
Tickle him.
Because the way I roll...
What's your vice?
His virtue is faith.
What's your vice?
Gluttony.
Oh.
Okay, so Will could probably make an argument that he stole a bunch of liquor at a huge possible detriment to himself.
I'll let you take 2 extra willpower for that.
I think it's 1 for your vice.
If that says 2.
It's 1 for your vice and all for your virtue.
Okay, so yeah, take 1.
Virtues.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Thanks, Robama.
Okay.
So there you go.
Now you have 2 points of
-6.
Thanks, Obama.
So now I got.
Chris, you're Alex.
We're talking about the immigration crisis.
Plus,
what about this crisis right now?
Weapon.
What are you doing to me, Obama?
So let's say.
Earth President Robama.
Yep.
3. All right, you shoot his Desert Eagle out of his hand.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Was it gold?
It would be.
Yeah.
Of course.
It had llamas on it.
Who wants the gold?
It had gold plating and llamas engraved on the handle.
What are you going to do, Alex?
I pictured it as a machine.
So Will just shot
goes on.
What is his expression like? Not Will, the guy.
The guy?
Is he still smiling like a jackass?
He's winded, and he's looking down at his gun, looking pretty upset.
All right, so it's a small room, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to step across the room and put my gun right at his head.
Okay.
I'm going to drop the spell.
I'm going to go pick up his Desert Eagle, because I want it.
All right, so Ryan, you drop the spell.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Alex.
Oh.
You can speak now.
Now.
Alex, you open your mouth and you go.
I pick up the gun and I dance with it and just shooting it in the air.
Well, so you step into the circle and shoot the gun off?
No. Okay. I'm just taking
it. I grab the guy by the collar and just drag him out of the room.
And you're yelling the whole time just to test where the thing goes to end.
I'm just yelling fuck. As I walk,
fuck,
all right, here! You were saying something about being a smartass.
I walk out. Why aren't you dropping a spell?
I did. I think I may have just magically sharded.
he looks at you.
It sounds very comfortable.
He's bleeding a little bit because of...
Gotcha.
Shot in
hand. I'm gonna go check on Freddy.
All right. So you open the door and you walk in. We'll get to you in a second. All right. Don't shoot. They're not paying me enough to deal with this shit.
Where's the other one?
What other one?
You've got a guy named Freddy locked up in that room. Where's the other one?
Put him back in the silence.
Tell
me. Are you from the future, too?
I'm just going to hit him in the mouth with the butt of my shotgun.
Okay.
I'm actually... Ooh. I'm from the 90s.
He spits out a mouthful of tobacco and blood.
And teeth?
Yeah.
A tooth.
I'm asking the questions, fuckface.
He's in the basement, in the laboratory.
At Borgward.
How do we get in there?
You need the key.
And that is?
May I...
Right up against his head.
You just wasted a shell. I pick it up.
He pulls his pocket and he pulls out a key.
Key card. Just wave it in front of the panel and it'll let you in. The code is 412347.
Do I actually have to remember that?
No.
Okay. How many guards are down there?
Hang on.
Other personnel.
Is that the actual code, or are you sure it's not like a panic button code?
You have mind magic? Read them.
Will does.
Trust me, when it comes to security systems...
Oh, here.
Read his mind.
Oh, maybe if it's the right code.
Okay.
See, I have empathy on law. Probably I can just read him.
He could have given you the code backwards,
one?
Which would have...
Okay. Yeah, he's lying.
The code's wrong. Lying. Mm-hmm. Did I pull the actual code?
We got lying Will.
No.
All right, so I'm gonna...
No lying Will.
I'm gonna grab him by the collar, drag him back into the cone of silence, and shoot him in the foot.
He screams, but he doesn't.
You just watch his mouth open.
I'm gonna drag him back out. Now, what was the code?
Did I say 414327? I meant 576318.
Is that the right one?
I don't know.
You got one.
No, it's not one of my dice ever.
Oh, okay. Why is it in the box?
Well, yeah, what?
That's practical.
This confusing.
You look at Pat and he goes, oh.
Can you try it again?
Sure. Minus one penalty.
If you will, you roll the dice.
No idea.
He learns.
Do you want me to take another foot?
I'm telling you the truth.
Alright, now how many guards are down there?
We don't put guards down there. There's no reason to. The room is impenetrable unless you have the code and the key card.
And what else is in the room?
Just a lot of techno shit for that Dr. Yule has.
And where is Dr. Yule?
He's at the lines already. I think you're too late anyway.
I'm going to step on his foot.
Is that what?
The lines, the Nazca
lines.
Well,
the lines, okay.
Yeah. He's at the lines already. I think you're too late.
The lines?
Yeah.
What is he doing there?
He said something about taking some tachyon power energies from the guy or something, and Freddy, and then he was going to feed them into some... Who's he watched it and summoned something? I don't know. It sounded crazy to me.
So is Freddy in the room downstairs?
Yeah, but he's drained of whatever it is that he was looking for. The Dr. Yule is casting a spell on Latin Lions now.
Is there a car around here?
Yeah.
Where?
I've got some in the garage next to the house.
What about in the guest house?
I think Todd has a Saab.
Had.
And where's Todd?
He's dead in there.
Why?
I killed him.
Why?
He told me to shut up.
You're not a very nice person, are you?
I kick him in the shin for laughing.
Oh, I hate that laugh so much. I'm gonna pick him up. I'm gonna say, shut up. I'm gonna push him back into the sound proof room, and I'm gonna kill him.
Okay.
What's your wisdom?
Mine's 5, but my vice is wrath.
Alright.
I think I get a willpower back.
So I'll let you get a willpower back for that.
Do I get a willpower back?
In my defense.
I'm not gonna make you roll for it. To shoot him, but you are going to have to make a
check. He is a horrible monster.
Yeah, but this is cold-blooded murder, so that's 3. Well,
3.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, 3 dice.
Wait.
Don't I just roll my wisdom?
No.
You had Will roll his wisdom when he murdered someone.
Oh, well, he shouldn't have.
Why is it only 3? Oh, I have to roll the wisdom.
You roll at the level of the action.
I would argue that this guy is not worth it.
Wait, poetic justice. I give you his gun to shoot him with.
Alright.
But I want it back.
Yeah, I don't want it.
3 is for impassioned crime. I mean.
Nope.
No? You failed?
Yep.
Okay, so you drop down to 4.
Welcome to the 4 Club, buddy.
I'm not even in the 4 Club.
So what am I? I got my narcissism at 5, so that stays, right?
Uh-huh.
You could take an advanced level of narcissism.
Yeah,
like complete
narcissism plus.
No, like
megalomania.
Megalomania, like.
I would. I don't think that really fits with it, though. I mean, it's up to you, but.
Well, you are now scared of God.
That's true.
I think the way that I'm gonna play this is that. You kind of are putting yourself as Judge Judy and Executioner.
Judge Judy?
I'm not Judge Judy and Executioner.
Just say Judge Dredd, because that's what
Judge
he does.
Jury.
Judge Dredd.
You know, you...
I am the law.
Yeah, you are the law.
No.
He's Judge
Dredd. I mean,
Dredd.
You basically think, like,
Judge
well,
Judy.
I don't like this guy. This guy's scum. He deserves to die. That's all that matters.
Yeah, all right.
So, because you said so.
Yeah.
No, and obviously you're qualified to make these decisions.
Right,
I am, because I'm fucking awesome.
So you have developed megalomania. I don't know exactly what that
does. Megalomania, you're no Jesus.
It makes you a goat and a llama and a goat.
He's a motherfucking god.
I literally am.
Yeah, so... I mean, it's
but now you feel like it.
Tecumseh's religion is about to get a lot more badass.
So yeah, you've decided, you know, that you're God.
Yep. I'm
and,
Tecumseh.
You know, if you're a God, you're going to start acting like one. And you know what? Why not?
God's need executive decisions like this.
Let's act like God. Let's make... not just... You know, I'm going to make these decisions for people.
Yep. So just... The first... I'm looking it up on Wikipedia. Megalomania is a psychopathical condition characterized by delusional fantasies of power, relevance, omnipotence, and by inflated self-esteem. However, I am literally considered a god, and I do have power.
Yes.
So it's only half of a psychopathical condition. Half
but like you would imagine it even when you don't.
Yeah, no, I know.
like you're just shooting a guy in the head, but you know, in your own mind, you're like, I am divine justice and I'm willing this to happen. And
yep. You will bow before me.
Right.
The dread, oh, that dread move was alright.
Alright, yeah. So the effects of narcissism apply.
Okay, action movie.
Except that the penalties intensify by one. Your character is also highly competitive. He cannot allow himself to fail a contest, even a contestant role. If he does, he obsesses about it and works to arrange a rematch when it's most beneficial for him. If, for example, he fails to pick a lock while an ally succeeds, he doesn't let it go. He constantly insists that he did the job and that his successor took the glory, yada da da da. If he ever loses a contest, he feels socially inferior and loses 1 point of willpower due to shame and self-loathing.
So he just, like, turned Tiger up to 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
We kicked it up a notch.
Tiger was at 9, now he's at 11.
No, I was at 5, now I'm at 4.
Oh!
Hey!
Also, every time you succeed at something, this is something we should have been doing because it's narcissism, every time you succeed at something, you have to make
a big parade in a
you have to make a resolve plus composure roll. Okay. Otherwise, you're so pumped up about yourself that you suffer a -3 penalty on teamwork efforts.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, you can't deal with anybody helping you. It's too.
And you also get a -1 to social roles.
All social roles?
When you're if you succeed at something and you're pumped up.
Oh. Okay. All right. Whew!
No, you're so.
We don't hear that.
Yeah. So.
I'm sitting there motioning for the gun back.
I just toss it to you. I'm smiling. It's creepy.
Yeah, I avert my gaze because it's making
me
feel awkward.
I'm just making sure you, instead of tossing it to him, you just walk by him and drop it.
Mr. Sheffield! That Mr. Sheffield?
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck, dude?
When the door opens, I'm like, is that Mr. Sheffield?
So you open the door.
Freddy?
That Mr. Sheffield?
No, it's Dan.
Oh.
You alright, Freddy?
Where's Fran Fine?
Who?
Guy with the laugh.
Oh, he's dead.
Well, what a poor guy.
I step in, I stick my head in by the door behind Ryan. I've just got, like, blood splattered on my face. Don't worry, Freddy. I'll rescue you.
I was getting to it.
Damn, Tiger, you might want to clean off a little. That's...
Give me a couple more hours, and I would have pushed myself to this guy, and then I would have broken myself out, and then...
Yeah, well, we don't have a few hours.
I'm helping Freddy up out of the chair. He's just tied with ropes, or...
Mm-hmm. He's zip ties.
Zip ties, okay. I've got a knife, so I'm just going to cut him out.
Look, the doctor's already taken whatever stuff is in you out of you.
Yeah.
And so they're at the Nazca lines to summon something, which we should probably
stop. Before we do that, let me say, let me first introduce you guys to my my magic. So this dead guy right here is Todd. He was a scientist and a jerk, and I don't like him. And that naked guy right there is Imagination Will. He's also my magic.
Great,
so.
No one cares. We should stop the summoning.
Listen, I'm the leader here. Thank you very much.
I think that was a challenge, Tiger.
See, I'm the
I'll let you make a resolve plus composure check.
I'm a team leader in this one.
I would like to say you did acknowledge him as team leader because he was the one who knew what we
that
were
That was before I had Michael Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 successes.
3? Okay, yeah. You can bite your tongue.
Let him have it, Tiger. He's gonna die.
You literally have to bite your tongue.
I think it might
lead the way, boss.
We go.
You got some blood dripping out your mouth.
Well, first, I'm gonna steal whatever is in Todd's pockets.
Alright, so you lean down on Todd.
When his car keys be
and there? Rifle through his pockets. Make a wits plus composure check.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Everyone say way-o.
Way-o.
In fact, everybody can.
Wits plus composure.
Yeah.
there's Imagination Todd standing next to you, like, oh, that's my body.
Oh.
Three.
All right, everyone who succeeded, you notice that where Myers, where Freddy's feet are, they're scraping against the floor and it's making a sound, but where his hands are rifling through the pockets, there's no sound whatsoever.
Oh, it's spreading. Way to fuck it up, Dan.
Where's my pencil? Take it. Get my pencil, you fuck.
Sorry. We should go.
Yeah, we should probably go.
Yeah, I don't want to be trapped.
Exactly.
So what do you get from his pockets? Some cool stuff, hopefully.
I'm sitting there trying to speak and, like, making hand motions like, I can't speak.
And, yeah, you suddenly are all enveloped in silence, and you get that ear-popping feeling.
Did he get his stuff in his pockets?
Yeah. Okay. He had his keys. He also had a key card.
All right. There we go. No one sees this because no one understands.
I'm going to gesture and walk out.
Okay.
For those of you who are listening, Will and I have been trying to communicate silently.
Great.
We should probably go. Should we go get the other Freddy, or should we leave him down there until we're done?
Will, how much mind magic do you have?
Two.
Yeah, no, that's not enough to create a.
We should probably go get other Freddy. You guys got the key card, right?
Yep.
Is my guns where? Like, they brought me in. Mm-hmm. Is that where my guns are, like, where they were?
Yeah, your guns are in the other room.
Okay. I'll suit up then.
Can I use space to see,
I need my Betty Veronica. I'm gonna give them nice kisses.
Wait, hold on. You guys are getting ahead of yourself. You guys aren't able to talk to each other.
Well, at all?
We walk out of the room.
Yeah, it's spreading.
Alright,
in that case, I'm just going to shrug and go downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
Fuck them. I don't need them. I'm so going to die.
I'm going to take out a pen and write on the wall, what about Freddy?
Mm-hmm.
I've already left.
Okay. The rest of
I'm just going to point at myself.
No. I wrote above, what about Freddy other?
As I head downstairs, does the sound come back at all?
Freddy points to himself and just, like, motions, like, follow mm-hmm. me. Let's go.
I think I should be following now. Something sensibly my character would be.
I am your god.
Okay, so you follow your god.
I have a follower, too. I have lots of followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Freddy points downstairs and follows.
I'm following Freddy.
I walk down to the basement. And swipe the card, punch in the code.
Does the code work?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I wish. Too bad it's not a musical lock.
Gonna make us play Funky Town on it?
Yeah.
Well, I could. Yep, yeah, I could probably short it out, but I'm not going to because I have a key.
All right. So the door slides open.
It goes.
And there's a staircase going down.
I'm going.
I'm ahead of you, man.
I'm taking point.
I'm ahead of you.
Alright, so everybody can make...
He's taking point. Just do a bad job.
Make a dex plus stealth check at plus 5.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's no sound.
I was
going
to say.
Are you sure you want to give me plus 5?
Yeah. Everybody gets plus 5. I mean, technically, they can still see you, like, if somebody has a really bad roll.
That's true.
Still only 2 for me.
6.
Bad rolls. 4.
4.
4. Trash maps.
Plus 5. 1,
4.
2,
3, I'm sneaky
4,
as fuck.
5. Dex. 1, 2, 3, 4. Stealth. 1, 2. Alright, rolling. Rolling them bean footage. 1, 2, 3. I'm at 10. Roulette. 4.
Okay.
I'm out to Ryan. Look, this one's here already.
So yeah, you sneak downstairs. There's actually nobody downstairs.
Huh. 8.
It's a big basement, big sprawling basement. It's like a root cellar. but there are pieces of equipment all over the place. Big,
just
looks like
teleporting everywhere.
Computer data banks, a big view screen. There's control. There's a control panel. Looks like some stuff you don't recognize, some bizarre technology, and strapped to a table is Freddy.
Is he awake?
No.
It's not.
He has tubes in his arms.
Am I going to search the room for smelling salt?
Yeah.
Hey, wait. Point myself. To me.
Let's say the sound is back.
Okay.
Wait a second. I'm going to save myself.
Do you remember saving yourself?
Yes, I do remember saving myself.
Well, then hurry up.
How do you remember saving yourself?
Because how do you think I got the name Freddy? I told myself my name was Freddy.
Oh.
God.
I'm going to search the room for smelling salts or something. All right.
God damn it. Why do I do so well on Wits Plus Composure rolls?
I'm going to unstrap myself and kind of crust myself awake.
You do so well on Wits Plus Composure rolls because you're the best.
Yeah. I'm going to try to lull myself awake. Like, roll through.
Alex, yeah. I am going to say next time you have to make one of those rolls, if you succeed, you still have to spend a point of will. You would have to expend a point of willpower.
That's not fair.
Well, it's... If you fail, nothing that you do is going to hold you back.
It's just like, you know, you're biting back in dignity after dignity.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, the next time you have to make one of those rolls, if you fail, you won't let him do... Like, you'll fight him on it. If you pass... The only way you can hold back is by actually draining your willpower. Mm-hmm. All right, Freddy's there. He's naked, and he's
look at that beautiful penis.
He's got tubes coming out of his arm.
I asked about Rob.
So you walk up to Freddy.
Oh, look at that beautiful man.
Let's just save him.
He's a very handsome fella now. Come on, let's go.
Freddy.
He's not as handsome as me.
Hey, Freddy, baby.
Freddy.
Mrs. Esposito?
No, it's future you, man.
What?
Future you. I'm trying to send you to save you.
Oh, cool.
There you go, man.
Could you get me down from here?
Yeah, sure, man. Let's go. I'm gonna hook your stuff here. Let me tell you something. How do I look?
Oh, you're a beautiful man.
Thank you. Likewise.
Who are these guys?
Riff Raff. It's our followers.
We're the ones who saved your asses. Now let's go, because we have to save the fucking world.
That guy's kind of a jerk, huh?
He's a god complex, literally.
I am a god.
No, you're literally. Not.
Yes, I am.
He's technically a god.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. It's not technically, not literally.
You're a god by technicality, Tiger.
I'm a god by rights.
What? Listen, don't listen to these guys. We're here to save you. I've been in your shoe before. It's all right.
By the way,
yeah.
Who am I?
You're Freddy.
Steven!
Freddy. Okay. Steven. That's a stupid name.
Yeah. Steven.
I feel bad for old Steven.
Oh, man. You just lost him. You just lost him the naming Freddy competition.
The greatest name of all time is Freddy. Everyone knows that.
Are you Freddy, too?
Yeah, I'm Freddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're all Freddy?
No.
Hi, I'm Jack. We're here to get you out of here, so let's kind of go and do that.
All right, that guy's from the 90s guy. What was it, Jack? That guy is racist guy.
And Pat.
Okay.
That guy is,
It's Dan!
Tiger. And that's Tecumseh.
Tecumseh. Well, Tecumseh guy. I do like it.
Douchebag. Right. Tiger's douchebag.
What did you say? Although this is supposed to be a new start for us, Freddy, we get rid of your sorry ass and young you takes your place.
Listen,
Didn't we just
It's a process.
Didn't we just watch The Lion King together and...
And he spoiled it for... It's a process. Or if Rome wasn't built in a day.
Whatever. Fuck you, mate. Let's go save the fucking world.
Hey, Freddy?
Yes?
I'm going to need some help walking. I'm kind of still stuck.
Yeah. I got you, man. I'm kind of still myself right now. they popped me with some meds before. So, yeah, let's go. We're going to go and kill my... Get me killed.
Great. Team lead is stoned.
He starts to fade in and out.
Oh, man, Freddy. What you're going to see. The adventures you're going to go on.
Oh, God damn it! I'll help him.
I'm helping him.
I'm helping as well because he looks like he's in
hell. He looks at you. As you put your arm around him to carry him, he looks at you and goes, "Hey, don't touch my penis."
And
he passes out.
Of course, the one thing I wanted to touch was his penis.
Please don't touch his penis. Don't touch our penis, please.
What happens if we castrated him, Ron?
Don't touch my penis!
Let's just go, please.
What if I touch your penis?
I'll kill you.
I wouldn't mind.
Wait, you want me to touch your penis?
Can we...
All right, can we do this back at the house, please? Whatever you guys do in your bedroom is fine. Just let's get this Freddy out of here and save the world.
Let's give me some... Did someone bring a nice little...
No, just you were team leader, remember?
I'll take off my jacket and put it on Freddy.
I'll say that there's like a hospital gown.
Oh, that's not good. That does not... That's ill-fitting. I'd rather be naked.
Freddy, would you mind if I put my jacket on, Freddy?
I'm leaving.
Okay, so you start up the stairs. And as you walk up the stairs, it's quiet again.
That's a nice jacket.
All right, I walk up the stairs again.
But wrap it around his waist.
No one can hear you.
I don't want my penis to get sunburned. That's the support.
You're aware of your skin tone, right? You don't get sunburned.
That's racist, man. That's racist. I told that.
The silence extends to the room now.
Yes. You go, that's racist. That, and then silence is in the room.
I tie it around his waist, and I'm like, we motion for you to go.
All right, so we need to go to the... we need to go to the garage, the house, and get cars. Are we near the Nazca lines, out of character?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it...
You're in Nazca.
All right, so we wouldn't need to drive till we could... Like run to the lines.
You're about.
We hotwired a car in Nazca, didn't we? We had a van of some kind.
Oh yeah, we parked. Yeah, that's right. We parked about.
Can I give myself a piggyback ride?
Sure.
I'm gonna give myself. I'm gonna put it on my back.
You're gonna put you on your back.
Yeah, give myself a piggyback.
The paradox is listed in this.
Yeah, I mean you're a couple of miles away, so.
Okay, so we want. All right.
We would definitely want to take a.
So we could go back to our van.
All right.
Let's go. See you, Freddy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm singing that, but there's no thing, so
we don't hear it.
There's no thing.
Yeah.
You mean sound.
No. Shut up, Tiger. You can't say it.
I start.
You don't even hear me singing.
I start texting. The rest of you, it's like, so what's plan?
Save Freddy.
Save world.
I got that. What are we doing now?
I very sarcastically point out to where we parked our car, then make an exaggerated driving motion, and then go like this.
I go. I tap my head and be like, oh, duh, and I just put my head down and, like, ass.
So we sneak back to the car? Van?
Yeah, sneak back to the van.
I want to go to Todd's car.
So, you're taking Todd's Saab?
I always wanted to.
Alright, well.
He's not going to need it.
You're going to have to drive it out of the compound somehow.
I'm just going to drive it.
This is Freddy we're talking about.
I know. Let him do his thing. I'm not going to stop him.
Well, Freddy took Freddy off my hands, so Freddy is doing whatever Freddy
does. Freddy's got Freddy, so we don't have to worry about Freddy or Freddy.
All right, so you guys are going to sneak to...
We're going to sneak to the van. Freddy and Freddy are going to sneak to the Saab because we're not going to know that they're doing that. Because
so everybody make a dex plus stealth roll. To get to...
Do we still get plus 5?
Yes.
What is the bonus?
5.
Oh, shit, it's really spreading, man.
Holy crap, no joke. This is what I rolled for the guards to spot you.
Wow.
Well, no one else can see them, man.
Four tens.
I just rolled five. This is like
right, so
one time I
re-roll. No, this isn't a ten. This is two. Because that's the... But still, three tens.
Okay, I got three successes. So.
Three, I got five successes.
I got nine successes.
Two successes. Oh, wow. One, two...
Well, Freddy wouldn't have to sneak because Todd Saab was at the guest house.
Right. So, yeah, you don't have to sneak.
Listen... I got a lot. I got really good.
He sneaks anyway.
I got seven.
Okay, so yeah, you get to the Saab without a problem. In fact, because you did so well, I'll say that they're too distracted by the spreading silence.
And there's a cupcake.
And that's Todd's car, so they just kind of wave you off.
Mm-hmm.
When a good man goes to war.
Does Todd have clothes in his car?
So...
Yes.
Okay.
So, you guys sneak to the back. I'm assuming you're going back the way you came. So, you guys sneak to the back gate.
I would like to point out, it would be really difficult to start a car when there's no sound. I mean, granted, you could feel the vibrations, but it'd just be like, you would definitely grind the engine for...
But you would also probably see the dash light up and...
Well, no, the dash light's up
when
you
true.
Turn the key. I mean, it's...
Well, you just hold it for a second or two and then...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you grind the engine, but you're not looking to...
Yeah, I'm saying, I was just thinking about how difficult it would be to start the car in complete silence.
So, you guys sneak around the house, and you're about at the garden shed again.
It's like starting a Prius.
And you just everybody else notices the guy standing in front of the back gate, sort of, you know, casing, looking around, and you guys duck into the shed. But Will doesn't. But Patrick doesn't quite notice it, and he walks straight into the guy's line of vision.
Tisk tisk tisk.
Initiative.
Da da da. Da. I like
14.
Nine. There's been in this
six.
It's been like three or four rounds of combat, and Freddy has been in none of them.
11.
They've all been really quick though.
Yeah, and no, I'm just
Will, like, stuck into another.
I think it's funny that I've
so this guy's going at 12.
Any other combat so far?
I'm going at 14.
Okay, so
that this is a very
James. You're going at 14.
Game.
Yes, ma'am.
Will, you said 11.
Yeah.
Ryan?
I'm also a 14.
Alex?
9. That's my lowest possible initiative.
Eric?
6. That's my lowest possible initiative.
I was going to...
All right, Ryan and James, what are you doing?
I was going to say I'm going to be really stealthy and throw it. I was going to cast armor piercing on a rock and throw it at him, but I'm like, wait, there's no sound, so I could just shoot him. I'm going to shoot him with the Desert Eagle I found. What's the stat?
Ryan,
I need the stats on that.
Let's see, the stats.
You've been dude.
My done got dude.
I will say that the stats on a Desert Eagle are...
Now I just need a...
Let's make it...
Bag of Doritos, four, man. And I'm
five. Make it
good
five.
Game all night.
Doing Doritos.
Doing Doritos. The O's and the D's.
Oh, I bought Witcher 2 yesterday. I haven't had a chance to start it yet.
It is a sexy game.
Is it?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
It's a learning curve.
What's your strength?
Yeah, it does.
My friend just gave
strength?
Me mm-hmm. the darkness, too.
Three.
Three, okay. That, so, yeah, you can carry it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a learning curve in the game, but once you get it, it's pretty fun.
All right, so roll it. Dex plus five.
Plus
five.
Gosh, it's not terrible. In here, but
you know what? I
figure stuff out.
It's you know. I'm too much.
I'm really sad. Like you got teleported to the roof.
Well,
I gotta roll more still.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. Alright, four.
Four over.
I know. I just rolled a handful of dice twice and I got four.
20 minutes of rolling. I botched.
So, yeah. You fire and, It sinks into his right leg, and he clutches it. and opens his mouth and you assume he's cursing or something. And he's still alive. He's still going.
All right, I'm going to shoot him then.
All right.
With my pistol.
He's trying to say, tell my wife I love her, but he can't say anything.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell my son to take care of his
four.
Sister.
Yeah.
4?
4.
Okay.
Tell him not to follow in my line. I only wanted for him to be happy. That's all I ever wanted for my family.
So yeah, you shoot him in the right arm. It hits him in, let's say it hits him in the shoulder. And he stumbles back.
I one regret. I've never seen Grub to be a man.
He is going to take one last desperate shot at you before he succumbs.
Okay, who's he shooting at?
He is going to shoot at Will.
No.
Nice.
That guy who hasn't shot me!
Well, he was the first person he noticed.
I know.
Yeah.
He's probably still the only person who's noticed.
Yeah, because he's just getting shot. He can't hear from where, so he's just getting hit with bullets.
Like, my initiative rolls have just been so low that the combat's down.
He's gonna aim his pistol at you.
So doesn't he lose Will's defense?
I like how your lowest possible is, like, almost half.
What's your
my lowest possible?
No,
my
not
lowest
for
possible would be 11.
But it was
almost
armor.
Double.
Only
if it's
point blank.
My arm's too.
Oh, alright, not your armor.
I have much better at combat than you are.
They don't wear a bulletproof vest.
I think. Also,
you
combat guy. Very
then it comes off of the deck.
Yeah, well, a shot goes wild and completely misses you. Okay. I won't even make you roll for it. Will, you pop him.
He pops him?
Yeah. You take a shot and it hits him.
In the dick?
You shoot him, and it hits him right in the femoral artery of his right leg.
Oh, he's sort of
yeah.
Damn it,
buddy. And he looks down, and he, like, buckles to his knees and just starts, like, looking drowsy and then just drops.
All right, I'm just going to step over.
He looks at you and just he mouths, why?
That guy was just like...
4K.
They're taking pictures.
4K.
Who's K?
Spanish wasn't invented when I was alive.
Forgot about that.
Alex.
Yeah.
You have to kill somebody else before this game is over. Like, you have to get the kill shot.
Because we're all getting killed and you're not.
Ooh.
I'm not.
Because so far the only person you've killed is an unarmed man. You have... And this...
No, I killed the guard outside the...
Okay, but still, he got the drop on you. He got to shoot... He killed this guy and you didn't.
Okay. I didn't really think that would be counted as a competition, but... Because you said it's like competing things. I have to win.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, if you want to start a murder competition, we'll start a murder competition.
Yeah, we're the right...
But you're not going to like it.
All right. So...
This game is going to take a very dark turn.
Guys, Alex
just shoots me.
And you guys make your way to your car.
Tiger just starts collecting ears.
At the car, you can talk again. There's sound. Yeah. So you're in the sob. You're playing on the radio is Tequila. You're singing along.
You know there is tequila. Tequila Tecumseh.
Freddie wakes up.
Hey.
I'm so glad I'm not. They would not get there alive.
Tequila.
Cuts back to you
now
guys.
Now they're saying half of their song. I hope
we're just driving in complete silence.
It just cuts to the interior of the car, and you're just.
Old grouchy face.
Can we say that we pass them and we just see them like dancing?
That car looks fun.
I was about to say, where was Freddy? And we just. Who's blasting tequila?
I'm kind of glad.
Wait, who's dropping our car?
Not it.
Me.
I think.
Well, I don't actually have any. Do I have any? No, I don't actually have any drive.
Well,
it's
like stunt driving, right?
Make Ryan do it.
It's not like actual driving.
I want Ryan to drive.
Plus, we're in the desert.
Ryan could drive.
There's not much to hit.
I don't think Will knows how to drive.
No, that's fair. Yeah, Ryan could drive.
I have no points in drive, so.
Well, I think drive is like stunt drive.
So you guys get to the Nazca.
Well, what I was going to say was we should just plow into the doctor.
Or you guys get. You're not exactly at the Nazca lines. You get maybe a mile or so out, and you see on the horizon
Tecumseh.
What looks like
no, I'm right here.
A very localized lightning storm.
Oh shit!
It's
never good.
It's not like anything you've ever seen. It looks like it's. It's a
past the vaulted door where impossible things may happen.
A steady bolt of lightning coming down from the sky, and then splitting into a fork. Splitting into a fork.
I love
a
thing exploit.
So it's down into the ground, and then like maybe about 6 feet off the ground, it forks as well.
Are there stormy skies?
Fork you. Yes.
Okay, I can call more lightning then.
So yeah, that's what you see in the distance. You see that too, Fred.
I've been waiting for that one.
Well, that's probably where I'm going to go die, man. Oh man, Freddy, what?
Wonder how much damage a bolt of lightning would do.
What you? What adventures you are about to partake of?
I think the drugs are kicking in again.
Okay.
And he passes out again.
He exhausted himself singing tequila on the ride over. Well, you gotta save your effort for the important things.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's the game plan here, dudes?
Also we drive in and just run over the doctor.
Avoid the lightning.
Yeah.
Well, if we're in the car, the car's grounded. We'll be fine in the car.
Yeah, but driving straight into a lightning bolt.
Well, don't draw into the lightning bolt.
That's
then,
what
man.
I was saying. That's why I was making a joke. I hate you.
Can I cast I cast Lucky Coin on the car?
Mm-hmm.
To give it a.
That would be a matter of
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
If directly hits a car, I think that's still a problem.
Oh, no, I did make it. I was going,
well,
oh, shit, did I forget to make the doctor?
It's a rubber. The tires are rubber, so it's...
Yeah, the car's grounded, it's got rubber tires. The car can survive a lightning bolt hit.
Yeah.
Four successes on the lucky coin.
Okay, so yeah.
Add to the van's bonus.
That'll add to the van's bonus.
It's a luck van!
It's not a rape van! It's a luck van!
But
a luck dragon.
Yeah, but it's a tequila van.
No, you're driving a Saab. You don't even have a van.
You don't even have...
I'm totally calling lightning. Does anyone else have forces 3?
I have forces 3.
Alright, so make a
weenus.
Make a dex plus drive check.
Really?
I thought you were going to say stealth plus drive.
Well, yeah.
And what bonus does the lucky coin give me?
First I want you to make a dex plus drive check to see, like, if you... So you're going to make two.
Okay.
The first one is going to be to see if you can catch him unawares.
Okay.
And if you can, then... Your attempt to hit him won't be hampered by his defense.
Okay, but that doesn't answer my question. What does
it adds to the second? It'll add to the second roll. This first roll, well, whichever one you want.
But only one.
Only one of them.
What if I spend a mana?
Then to both.
Okay, I'll spend a mana then. Because. And what is the bonus?
The bonus on Lucky Coin,
what,
I believe it's equal to your fate rating.
Okay, so plus 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay, his name was Will, and he had nightmares.
Okay, 1, 2s. Rolled a lot of 4s and 1s.
So 2
on the first roll.
Yeah, he got 5 to notice, so you can roll that again.
And what's his defense?
His defense... is 3.
1, 2, 3. His name was Will. And he was afraid of candy people eating.
1, 2. 3.
That seems like a legit.
4. 4. To hit him with the car.
Okay, 4. So you're definitely going to hit him, and you're definitely going to do that much damage. I am going to give you...
Do I definitely have breast cancer?
Yes. I am going to give you an extra...
But luckily, he's never going to be brought up again.
Yeah.
Let's say... roll 8 dice.
Okay.
For car damage?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm making this up.
I'm sure, I think that's fair.
I'm sure there's rules, but I don't want to look them up. I don't really care that much.
Is Kristen okay?
1.
Damn.
I rolled... If this were a one-roll engine, I would have... If this were an ROE game, I would have rolled a 4x5.
That would have been an awesome set. He would have just lost a point of courage. Or, open. No, courage, yeah.
Courage, yeah. It obliterates the... four set obliterates the... tactic.
Oh, no.
Okay, so another four successes?
No, 1.
1. Okay.
So 5 total.
So, yeah, 5 total.
So, yeah, you knock him clear, but, you don't think you quite killed him, but you do knock him clear.
All right.
All right, initiative.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh. 7, 8.
He's going at 10.
I got 8.
I got 11. I'm actually not last this time.
I got 17.
Yeah, right.
I also got 10.
So he's going at 10. James, 19. You're going at 10.
I got the lowest I could possibly get.
Yeah.
Will, what are you going at?
8.
So Will, what's on your 3?
Ryan?
12.
Alex?
17.
Eric?
11.
Oh!
And Meyer.
19.
What about other?
He's unconscious.
He's asleep. Let the baby sleep.
Alright, what are you doing, Meyer?
Doctor?
Yeah.
Am I in my car still?
Yeah.
Are you gonna hit him with the car?
Yeah, just go right behind me.
And
yeah.
You run over Ryan into the car. He starts
roll
to get up and all of a sudden
wins.
Dex plus drop.
Yeah, and he's not going to get his defense because he's been knocked on the ground.
Because he's been hit by a car already.
I introduced him to the front bumper of my van.
3. Okay. I will give you, because you don't. You just have a Saab, not a van, so
yeah.
You 6. Can roll, I was going to say 5.
Yeah.
5 dice.
I think that's 5 fair. Sounds about fair.
Yeah.
But
it's only a Saab.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go.
I think my sister hits harder than that would.
Whoa. That's 3 again.
3, so that's 6. Alright, so yeah, you finish him. So basically, you guys, he turns around, he sees you, and he tries to step out of the way, but he can't in time, and you just hit him with the front end of the car, and he goes flying back, and when he lands, he's trying to get to his feet, and he just comes face to face, like, from his point of view with the
can thing. I hog at him?
Yeah. And he just looks up. Oh, shit, and gets hit with the...
With the song.
Good thing you statted out the doctor.
Yeah.
Good job executing my plan, boys. It was my plan.
And,
I'm actually sincere in that regard. I was the one who said, just run him over with the car.
you look over and the doctor's laying there.
So now, what's with the lightning? I'm looking.
Yeah, maybe we should do something.
Well, I gotta.
I mean, he's trying to summon something.
Yeah,
I thought you meant in real life, and I was looking outside.
Well, you can try to figure it out.
Yeah,
he's laying on the ground, and the lightning is happening.
Is he dead, or
you can check?
I'll go over to him and check.
He looks up. His eyes are open, and he's coughing up blood.
What the hell are you trying to do here?
Oh, he's still alive. Hey, Doc, how's it going?
Before you say anything cliche, like you're too late.
Oh,
stop.
He's gonna say cliche. That's his thing. That's what he likes.
Well, then I won't say anything. But it's true.
Well,
What's true? That you won't say anything? Or
the spell's already been cast.
Yeah, but future freeze and I jump in the thing. And
the creature is all but ready to attack the future.
But I'm going to jump in the thing and be okay. So.
What? What are you doing?
I'm future Freddy. I got the magic stuff and the special stuff in there.
He just dies.
So, Freddy, this is where you sacrifice yourself?
Oh, yeah.
For the greater good.
Well, get to it.
All right. Well, then...
A pleasure. It's been an honor.
Thank you for your help.
It's been okay working with you, Freddy.
All right. Well, here at first, me...
I salute.
Give my gun. Give Betty and Veronica and Jughead to
Don't
Freddy.
Worry. I'll introduce them.
I bet you Freddy will know. Let's see. You know, you would have thought that maybe I would have, you know, had a speech or come with a speech, but...
Oh, just fucking do it! Fate of the world, man. You're not really dying, you're right there in the car.
Well, I am gonna... But this...
Actually, he is really dying.
I'm dying. It's a circle.
Could be a little respectful at this moment. I understand, but...
So I want you to...
I say to myself.
Yeah.
Teach Freddy to become a man.
Well, how much like you is he now?
He's very much. Well,
I will say
he's not as calm. As
I will say that Freddy is a little bit less crazy than you, and a little bit more in tune with reality because he hasn't been through the Tiger House yet, and he hasn't lived the 6 years that you lived.
Okay.
So he's a little more in tune with reality.
Well, let me tell you this.
6 years.
No, Freddy's going to be his own man, so, you know, maybe he can be different than me. Who knows? Like experiences, who knows what will happen?
You do!
Well, I'm not going to spoil anything for you guys.
Well, hopefully, if we treat the other Freddy nicer, he won't be as crazy as
That's you. A true statement. You know, make him make sure he eats his vegetables.
Vegetable. You want us to treat him like a child?
Shouldn't be too hard.
Glad you mentioned it.
I'm waiting for Tiger to just pick him
make
up and
sure.
throw him into the.
I don't even know. What is there? You haven't described it. There's just lightning. Like what?
So
else
yeah,
is...
it's an arc of. I mean, it kind of looks like lightning. It's an arc of something coming from the sky, and it's piercing. it's
thank you.
Slamming into the ground and sort of coursing through the Nazca lines, making them glow blue. And there's also two forks of energy about 6 feet off the ground coming from the main arc. And they're sort of shooting off to the other Nazca.
So it's just like a sustained lightning bolt striking.
So I'm going to give my guns to Dan to give him my stuff.
Pour one out for you, Freddy.
Thank you, man.
We can pull one out for him right now, and I go to reach into it.
Listen to your hearts. And...
Tiger looks at his watch.
does it look like it's getting worse, the lightning?
No.
Oh. Because I would say, I would have it getting progressively worse, and then Tiger getting fed up and be like, alright, that's it, time to go. Just toss.
I mean, it's slowly going
to
get worse, but you have a little bit more time than...
Listen, guys, I love you. You're my only family I've known these past 6 years.
Now I just feel real bad.
I know I'm not an easy person to get along with.
You can say that again.
You're horrible.
Let's not be
pessimistic.
Mean to the man right now.
Listen.
You are such an asshole.
Look, like I'm lying.
He's going to die.
Well, we don't know.
We'll fucking get it over with already.
Well, we don't actually know what's going to happen when he goes
something.
Into the vortex.
I know you like Tecumseh and you follow his beliefs, but that man is not Tecumseh. He's just a douchebag and a dick.
I am Tecumseh.
You're not good. You are not Tecumseh. You're a megalomaniac.
I That's know so, because it says so in the book.
Yeah.
It says it on your sheet.
So just follow your heart, and you have a good soul. Don't you don't have to follow this guy.
Thank you.
Tiger. Listen, man, you gotta learn how to look, be a team player.
Freddy, I know I've been hard on you sometimes. And it's only because
I hate you.
You're just like awful.
It's oil and vinegar. We're oil and water, man. Don't worry. I understand.
Not oil and vinegar. That shit's delicious. We're like oil and vinegar. No, no. Oil and water. Oil and vinegar's delicious.
Yes.
Can Tiger agree with that? And that's their one bond.
I'm going to give you that one.
But that's,
I miss him already.
That's it. You only get one.
That's their bonding. They both
now, wait, Capote. No.
Tiger. I mean,
Dan.
Dan. Well, you said your name was Milton at one point. It was very confusing.
I do remember that.
Well... Oh, I liked you the most for some reason. Well, not I liked Gertrude the most. I liked you second most.
Well, thank you, Freddy. I'm flattered.
You have a wonderful accent. You have a wonderful heart. I'm sorry that you had this guy chasing you around.
Hey, Dan. There's a chance.
Freddy, do we ever have sex?
Do you want to have sex, buddy?
Well, have we had sex already?
I'm not gonna spoil that for you.
All right.
What?
I mean, Dan's gay.
Yeah, Dan's.
And apparently has the hots for Freddy a little bit?
Yes.
Well, Freddy always walking around naked.
That's true.
Freddy's a good looking man.
No, I missed why he thought they might have.
Freddy would know, because he's old Freddy, so he's lived through it already.
Let me just say
because
this.
He's about to die, but then he's just going to be replaced by young right. Freddy.
When
he met us in the first game, he already knew who we were.
Let me say this. I'll put it this way. I'm a very open-minded person.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Wrong Patrick Duffy. Let me tell you this one now. I know you might be the wrong Patrick Duffy. You never won Step by Step.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's great. Wait till you get to the... Oh, wait.
You'll like Cody.
I know how...
Who's Cody?
You'll like
him. He'll never get to that time period.
Oh.
I know that you're racist. But
I don't even know what a DVD
it's
is.
It's not you. Well, it's you, but it's just also the time you're alive, I guess. The times are different. Stop drinking so much. Just that bag of booze. Just get rid of them. It's a problem. You can die from drinking too much.
It's true.
Honestly.
Maybe some help.
Maybe I'll quit after.
After you drink this pillowcase full of booze.
After this pillowcase, I swear.
You don't want to spend your whole life passed out. You know, somewhere in a ditch.
On the bathroom floor.
All right.
Somewhere in a tiger house.
Yep. And
I think I just get 20 sight. I just roll where I am the next morning.
Yes, Jack.
On. So
Jack, that's it. Jack.
We just killed Ed's villain by.
I just figured your hat. Goodbye,
Ed. There was no combat. There was no magic. It was just.
And we double tapped it.
Just like summarily. All right, let's get back to Myers' tearful goodbye.
Jack, well, I just pat Jack. Goodbye, Jack.
Yeah. That's all I needed.
Say goodbye.
I'm just picturing he was like, Jack, goodbye, Jack. And then Jack just bursts into tears.
Say goodbye to Mrs. Wells for me. Say goodbye to
Gertrude.
I gave her old Gertrude a letter. Who am I?
What's his name again?
Say goodbye to what's that guy?
Malcolm.
Who's
the border?
That?
Yeah.
We'll no, you go. No, I Carlson. Who the hell is Malcolm?
Yeah, Carlson. Who's Malcolm?
Jesus
what?
Christ.
Anyway, I guess. Trying to be the hero, defeat the Cthulhu monster.
Wait, save the world.
It's a Cthulhu. That's what he was making. This is a Cthulhu type of monster. Destroys the world and stuff. Have fun just being the adversary, or trying at least. Don't fail, because that'd be a bad.
Wait, but you know.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not saying.
I think him telling us not to fail means we fail.
Adios, amigos.
Salute.
I start walking. They're bravely towards the thing, and once I get like near it, I turn back, give a salute, and then and a wink, and I jump in.
All right. So, I'm glad you remembered that detail.
Thank you.
Freddy gives a little salute and a wink, and he throws himself into the arc, and you see all of the energy from the arc just it starts to fizzle, and it's immediately pulled like a magnet into Freddy's body.
And he becomes Cthulhu.
I'm going to look away because I'm about to watch a compatriot die.
And Freddy sort of gets like a palette swap look thing going on. Uh-huh. And his body just starts to glow and sizzle. And then it just fizzles away and the energy just completely evaporates. And so does Freddy.
Kind of like Thor's KD one.
Sure.
To have a moment of silence.
I see it.
I don't think he's dead. I think he just went to a different plane of existence.
Well, I was expecting like a bang or something. It's just
maybe.
No, I mean it is loud and like
loud and violent.
It's a big, loud, violent eruption of energy that then gets sucked in and then fades away, and there's a big flash of white and.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess we should get back to the Tider House.
Who's hungry?
Now, do we want to take the other Freddy with us?
Is he supposed to come with us now?
Oh, I don't know.
That was kind of a detail he left out, wasn't it?
Let's just take him. I don't think they want us to leave him behind.
Well, if the adversaries want him, I think it would be in our best interest.
Well, the adversary already got what they needed out of him.
Well, we're really going to leave a helpless man, half-naked, drugged up in the middle of a fucking field in Peru?
Well, that's Peru for you.
I think we're taking him.
I'm just saying, we'll save ourselves a lot of headache in the past if we don't.
Wait. Couldn't we rupture space and time if we alter things that way now?
Let's just take him.
Yeah, so all right. Yeah, let's take him. I'm not carrying him.
I got him.
Well, he's in the car. We can just...
He's in the Saab.
I'll go get him.
Why didn't someone...
Why don't you drive the Saab back to the house?
I don't drive very well, but okay.
Tequila.
So, you walk over to the Saab, and...
Did Freddy leave the keys or did he take them with him?
He goes to open the car door and it's locked, and the alarm starts going off.
Exactly. And you
did
see,
he lock the fucking car?
inside car, Freddy looks up. He was watching this whole thing from the car.
Tequila.
Come on. Come on, Freddy.
Well, and now you can be past Freddy.
I'm past Freddy now.
Would you refer to yourself as past Freddy? I mean, I don't know if you would get that detail.
I am past Rumble.
No, you're just Freddy. You're just
Freddy now.
Please tell me you have the keys in there with you.
No,
it's more like, do you have the keys?
Over the alarm.
Come out! We're going!
You can unlock the car from the inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is drunk up and was just sleeping and just watched himself die.
Open the door!
Okay, open the door.
Pull the lever up!
Okay. What am I wearing? Just take it off.
That was my jacket. You're now naked.
That's alright, man.
Why
it's good to have you back, Freddy.
Fuck, you never even left.
Thanks.
Now you're naked.
Freddy.
You gotta air it out.
Yeah, I got to air it out, man.
Come on.
Damn it.
Let's get back.
Let's go back to the house.
What house?
You'll see.
Our house, where we all live together
it's
as
a
happy
very,
family.
Very, very fond house.
It's in the middle of our street.
Is there waffles?
Yeah, of course there's waffles.
Every morning.
And spaghetti?
Yes, for
every
you,
night.
Every time. All
right, so...
Plays on going.
So you guys will go into epilogue mode, and you guys drive back to the Tider house, back to the town of the city of Nazca. You park the car.
We hustle a very naked Freddy inside.
And Carlson is sitting behind the desk.
Ah!
Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thanks.
Good to see you, Freddy.
Hello, sir.
Well, alert.
My name's Freddy. What's your name?
I'm Carlson.
Ah, well,
this is Freddy from
well,
the
Well, sir, I would like a room in this establishment.
The present now. The Freddy that left with us is dead or in another plane of existence or something like that. And
he's
so
been switched out.
This is Freddy from 2006.
Is that so?
Apparently.
Well, go wake what's her face and let her know that we're back with past Freddy.
Yes, about that. How do you guys feel like going to a costume party? And that'll be the end of the game.
I like costume parties.
I'm going to dress as Zeus.
All right, so that was...
Yeah.
The Freddy.
Call it the Freddy problem. Yeah. Part two of the Freddy problem.
More like the Freddy solution.
Ew!
I don't get it.
Freddy got...
Actually, I think I like the Freddy problem because now... Freddy has rejoined and is...
Can we call part one the Freddy problem and part two the Freddy solution?
I think we should.
Sure.
All right. I need to listen to part one again to remember what the fuck I was doing.
It's not up yet.
I know.
Well, it will be by the time this is up. So
hopefully.
I think in 2 more weeks.
2 weeks?
Which will be sometime in the past whenever that was.
Right. It's
only
one week timey-wimey for you listening.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. All right, so...
it was good.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
We did it.
The one and two.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed the game.
Hopefully Freddy will be slightly more tolerable now.
Yes.
I'm raising all my experience.
I am going to say that for whatever wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey reason,
yeah,
you retain that.
Good.
I don't know.
They're in the guns.
We'll figure it out.
The guns have memory.
I got special stuff in me.
I think you would have
to... I thought they took all the special stuff out of you.
Apparently get it back.
So, okay, I'll explain exactly what that was. Basically, for whatever reason from Freddy's even further past that even Freddy doesn't know... He had,
cancer.
No, he had basically pure time magic in his body. Which Dr. Yule, the guy that you ran over, was... yes, was, draining out of him.
In order to summon
him. In order to summon the thing. The only way to stop the spell once it was cast was for the person... whose body it was taken from.
Oh, so he, like, reabsorbed it.
To reabsorb the energy.
Ah.
However, reabsorbing the energy had that effect.
Made him go bye-bye.
What?
Of maybe killing him or something?
Well, I don't really... I actually haven't even decided that yet. So. but yeah, essentially that was... What it was that he... Only Freddy...
Could have done that.
Could have done that.
I would like to have the notion that Freddy comes back from. He's like, I just fought my way through the portal.
If old Freddy comes back, young Freddy doesn't know about it. So
right.
So
Freddy knew everything. He said no. He didn't tell us anything. Remember?
Yeah, but that was the Freddy that left. This is young Freddy. He wouldn't
right,
know.
But,
it.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
yeah
but
young
he,
Freddy
yeah,
would. Yeah, that's right.
Young Freddy would have known, and old Freddy wouldn't have said that he died unless
right.
he was just fucking with all of us.
Also, he wouldn't know because all he remembers is somebody jumping into the portal. So
yeah.
He wouldn't remember. He wouldn't know if he died or not or went into a different plane. So we could do pretty much anything with this, but there's no definite answers. Because
yeah.
young Freddy wouldn't know, and old Freddy wouldn't know either, because there was current time for him.
Good job.
you truly are the physical embodiment of a god.
And, and Freddy and Dan may or may not have sex.
All right.
I like how you left that open, too.
I'm a very open-minded person.
Let's see. I will say one.
I'm not saying you're right.
Two,
one.
Three,
definitely not wrong.
What?
Four,
what?
James, take 5.
Whoa. I don't know why that makes me laugh.
Ryan, take 6.
Six.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Alex, take 5.
It's
Eric, take 5. And Freddy takes 6.
Thank you.
About Will.
0.
Will take 5.
Can I ask why Ryan got 6?
Because I think Ryan... I felt that Ryan was the only one who was actually affected by Freddy's death.
I was upset.
You're right, Eric. You can take a 6th check.
Yeah.
I was affected. I just wasn't sad.
Well... I felt that he was the only one that took something away from it.
Like, Jack really was kind of glad to see that Freddy go because he seemed to have been an issue.
Right. Yeah.
Freddy Chacha.
Dan and Brandon both seemed to maybe see that, well, Freddy had his uses, and though he was...
He tried to pour some wisdom off on Brandon about not following that tiger, but...
Yeah, it may or may not have had an effect.
Next time I have a salad, though, I'm going to get one.
the way I saw it was that, you know, Dan didn't much like Freddy, but that didn't mean he wanted to see him dead,
right.
You know, and knowing, you know, that you're going to die ahead of time and... You know, that's respectable.
Right.
You, that takes a lot of guts to walk to your own death.
You think you could die for the group? Better him than me. I'm too important to just throw away like that.
But if anybody could die for the group,
it would be me.
I just see it, Brandon, as like he never had anything particularly against Freddy, but like you guys said, he wasn't in as many games as you were. But still, I don't see him as
that. We didn't say that in character.
I know. yes.
Well, you weren't as many games as us.
I do know that Jack is going to try and make a good impression on this Freddy to hopefully make sure that this Freddy and Jack get along, and so that it causes less friction for future missions.
I think I'm going to try to make a good impression on this Freddy, but with my newfound psychoses, I'm really going to make a bad impression, which is just going to reinforce our negative relationship from beforehand.
Well, the other thing is that this Freddy doesn't have any knowledge of what's to come.
Yeah,
right.
So this Freddy has to play it safer.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, because we know he's not going to die.
Yeah, but
this Freddy has to make sure he doesn't die, though.
Yeah, this Freddy has to make sure he doesn't.
That's the thing. Like, Meyer can't just wander off by himself anymore because...
Yes, he can.
Well, he can.
The one thing this Freddy knows is that he dies on the Nazca Plains.
Yeah, but...
He knows that, but...
He also doesn't have 6 years' experience. He's
right.
I'm not trying to encourage his
in a time-traveling bed and breakfast, and anything could change at any moment.
And we didn't really...
Okay, but that completely negates everything that Freddy was doing up to this point. Because if anything could change at any moment, that Freddy could have died at any moment.
It was time-locked.
Wibbly-wobbly time-locked.
Exactly. He was more assured... Future Freddy was more sure of himself because...
No, you're right. I'm just saying... That logic would still apply.
I'm just saying that younger Freddy has more reason to play it safe.
He's not time travel savvy enough to know that he can't die.
True.
Until he gets.
Like I said, Tiger's still going to try to make a good impression,
right,
and fail miserably at it.
All right. Well, so we say goodbye to Freddy and hello to Freddy.
Bye, Freddy.
Whose name is only Freddy because he told himself.
I really wish that would have happened. And that would have just totally been like, oh man, who's Freddy?
Yes.
What a stupid name.
And
all right,
he only got his guns.
Sorry to everybody, this name's
We will see you next time.
Later, folks.